Bam!
What's up, dudes?
I was waiting.
Yeah.
Kept me waiting.
We're both wearing green again today.
Oh, yeah, we planned this out.
Yeah, we're green. We got green bed, green shirts, green
everything.
That's literally the end of
green. If we were on a green screen, we would be just skin.
I'm all frazzled today, man.
Frazzled?
Yeah.
Frizzle frazzled?
Well, like, I only had an hour between when I stopped streaming and when I started streaming this show. And in between there, I had to, like, get all the topics and also eat.
Yeah.
So I feel like I haven't stopped moving, even though I literally sat for 7 hours. I wasn't moving.
But your brain was moving.
My brain was moving, but mm-hmm. my body was not.
Mm-mm.
It's very confusing.
Yep.
It's hard to explain. Also, today I'm very sad.
Sad, huh?
The only liquor I don't like is gin. And so naturally, the only thing we have left in the house is gin.
I was this close to buying some Fireball when I was at the liquor store.
I would have drank
it. On my way here.
I'm worried. Like, for some reason, my brain is like, maybe it's not as bad as you remember, son. You know, maybe it got better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe my tastes have aged.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like gin when I was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that now I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
But last week, I plowed through the Sailor Jerry. All I got left is, I mean, technically, Chris has this strawberry lemonade Svedka.
Right.
Which, pass. Oh, hard pass on that one.
Pass.
Yeah, dude. It tastes like fruit.
That's better than
I don't want
gin.
No fruit. I need it to burn my esophagus.
It will burn.
No.
Will just also taste
no.
good.
I literally drank that Svedka right out of the bottle.
Yeah.
And it tasted like cherry lime.
Right.
There's no alcohol in
you
it.
You just chug that.
Yeah, there's no alcohol in it.
Just chug it.
No, it's Chris's. I can't chug it.
No.
She drinks it and she enjoys it.
Okay.
As
that
a thing.
That makes more sense.
So,
well, chug that one then, man. Try it out.
I smelled it, and it doesn't smell that bad. It's got like almost like a pine tree, like foresty taste to it. And I don't remember that.
I get like a hint of lemon.
Yeah, lemon. That might be it. Yeah, yeah. It's like it's pine sol.
It's pine sol.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
it's cleaner for your kitchen floors.
Uh-huh.
That's
I'm
what
sure
this is.
I'm sure it could be used that way.
I'm sure it could. But this is Amy Winehouse approved Tanqueray. Which I also bought this back in my employed days
Does
when
it
I could
say
afford.
Amy Winehouse approved?
No, but
oh,
she
okay.
sings about it.
No,
don't
mention
the rehab song. She has too much Tanqueray, so that's why she has to go to rehab. But she said no,
it's also
no,
why
no.
She's dead.
Yeah, well, no, I think drugs are actually the reason she's
a
dead.
A mix of both, probably.
I mean, I'm sure the alcohol didn't help.
No,
but I don't think the heroin or whatever did either.
No, that definitely
cocaine.
Was
I don't really know what
yeah,
killed her.
No, it was definitely heroin.
I feel like when a celebrity dies, it's all of them.
It's always heroin.
It could be
black tar heroin.
Black tar.
Yeah.
I feel like celebrities don't have to resort to black tar heroin.
Oh yeah.
I feel like they can get nice heroin.
Nice tar heroin?
Yeah. White tar heroin. It's more racially acceptable.
Oh, you and your white privilege. You get your white tar heroin over the black tar heroin. What, you don't like the black tar?
I'm sorry, man.
You don't like the black tar, man?
Anytime the black tar...
Racist.
Anytime black tar shows up in my neighborhood, the housing values just go down, man. And I just, you know, I'm just...
I'm not okay with it.
Yeah, you know.
I don't
you can't argue with the facts, okay?
Statistics are the way they are for
I don't
a
want
reason.
I don't want kids going to school where the black tar heroin is. That's all I'm saying, all
I
right?
I mean, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Okay. The white tar, though, that one's okay.
Yeah, because that's more high-end. Only certain schools have that. I don't really have to worry about it, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
This got racist.
Oh, it did.
Really?
I think that's part of the fun. So we can keep talking about racism so I don't have to drink this tanker.
No, I want you to drink it.
It says, by appointment to Her Majesty the Queen, Tanqueray, London, and Company Limited, London, England, Gin Distillers.
Oh, yeah.
So it is literally approved by the Queen.
Sure it is.
Distilled 4 times, and it's made from the world's finest botanicals.
You think they have to get copyright
for flowers?
Yeah, man. That's why it smells of lemon. Because lemon's a flower.
Produced and bottled in Great Britain for Charles Tanqueray and Company.
Okay, stop reading and drink the fucking thing.
Charles Tanqueray became distilling in 1830, and Tanqueray gin continues his legacy of excellence.
I'm going to pour it on you.
Yeah, it's not as bad as I remember.
No.
I actually think that's sad. Oh, God. I can breathe fire right now, though. Like, you got a match out.
Oh, yeah? I bet, man. That's straight gin. Straight gin.
It's got a very weird taste.
Yeah?
I don't remember ever... Here, you try it. Mm-hmm. It tastes like flowers. Afterwards, it tastes like I chewed on a flower petal.
Yeah, that's a throat closer.
Yeah, dude, it is not bad going down, but once it's in, you're like, argh! And then
that's not bad.
It tastes like flower petals.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel.
Squirted them with Pine Sol.
It's not as bad. I was about to argue with you about the taste of flowers, and then I realized by doing so, I would have to admit that I probably ate a flower once in my life.
I feel like you've definitely eaten
and
a flower.
And I feel like I also have, but I can't remember it.
I can picture you eating a flower.
I mean, I can just see myself like in eighth grade, you know.
Oh, my God, that burns.
Some PE teacher is like, if you don't have lunch, eat the flowers. And I probably bent down and ate a flower to horrify the teacher.
Eat the fucking flowers, man.
It's my PE.
Eat that white dog shit. Eat the white dog shit.
What's that from?
Step Brothers.
That's it. Yeah. My PE teacher in grade school, when I was thirsty, because I'm fat, all right, I've always been fat, all right? I know, shocking.
No, did he not let you get water?
He wouldn't let me get water. He told me to drink my spit.
Okay, that man, is he dead yet?
Oh, I can hope, but I doubt it. He looked exactly like...
That's not good.
He looked exactly like Abraham Lincoln.
Dehydration is a very real thing when exercising.
Yeah, he was my fifth... grade teacher as well. Small Christian private school.
Yeah,
all right.
Set on fire.
Yeah, and I remember I got the original trilogy for Star Wars on VHS when it came out. I don't know if you remember, it was like a black box with like a gold outer.
That was the first time I ever saw the original trilogy.
This was like our generation Star Wars. It was a special edition. That's when they added like Jabba into A New Hope.
Oh, yeah.
And they made Han shoot second. Remember they made Greedo shoot first. And that's when they did all that stuff.
I gotcha.
But I was so hyped as a fifth grader. And I brought it in. It goes, what is that? What's Return of the Jedi? And I'll never forget, like, how does a man who's already 800 years old not remember Star Wars?
Jedi,
and he called it Jedi.
That's fantastic.
And I remember looking at him going, Jedi?
Jedi?
It's Jedi.
Are you a big old dunce cake?
I mean, he probably didn't respect me because I didn't really respect them, like, at all. But that's mostly because they told me to drink my own spit when I was thirsty playing soccer, you know?
I remember my fifth grade teacher made fun of the way I wrote nines.
How do you write nines? Is it weird?
It's just like the circle and then down a line.
Okay.
Rather than like that. Okay. Like a six except backwards.
So you like, it's like a, so in like two connected, like it's two connected things instead of one fluid motion.
Yeah, it's more like a Q.
And I draw those as one. I mean, who cares? Does it look like a nine?
She made fun of me in front of the entire class.
Why?
It scarred me.
Because of your nines?
I also cracked my knuckles a lot back then, and she did not like when I did that during a prayer. So also got accosted for that.
Hey, take this, Jesus, crack!
Yeah. It's like, I'm bored, we're just repeating the same things over and over again, time to loosen up the fingers.
It's so dumb, dude. I just imagine Jesus sitting up in heaven being like, wow, I'm so glad they're praying the same prayer that I've heard a trillion... Did he just crack his knuckles? He's going to hell.
Going straight to hell. Enjoy Satan, bitch!
You know what Satan likes? People who crack their knuckles!
He's got to crack something to yours.
God, why did we ever go to religious schools, dude?
Kind of forced to.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's really why.
Didn't really have a choice, but...
It didn't make us better people.
No.
I would argue it made us worse.
I would agree.
Like, if people would have just left me alone, and by people I mean teachers, you know, I probably wouldn't be as aggressive, defensive, and angry as I am today.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know how people get older and they get bitter and angry?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's because I feel like once you hit like 35, 40 years old, you start not caring. And then after, you know, by the time that same 35, 40 year old turns 70, he's aged his rage like a fine wine into a pointed spear of rage.
Okay.
And that's why he's more angry, you know, when he's older. I feel like since I started in second grade, I'm already at that fine spear pointed of rage, but I'm worried what's going to happen when I'm 70. I'm not going to make it there. What a joke.
Yeah, you're going to be dead.
What about, I might make it to 40, though.
You might make it then.
I might make it to 40.
You're going
to
have, like the sharpest
spear. When did, how old was Kevin Smith? Because he just had a big heart attack. How old was he? He's not that old, right?
Kevin who?
Kevin Smith.
Who's that?
the guy, you know, Jay and Silent Bob, Kevin Smith.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. Big fat guy.
I don't know. I did not hear about that.
You didn't hear about his massive heart attack? Mm-mm. Yeah, dude, he had a massive heart attack. I'm sure it's in the Wikipedia now.
He's 47.
He's 47. So, I assume I can at least make it there.
Yeah, yeah, you're good.
But unlike Kevin Smith, who has millions of dollars, access to medical care,
yeah, that's a bad
I
one.
Will die
Who's the
from
guy?
The heart attack.
Kevin, Mike and Molly? No. Yeah. No?
Yes.
Kevin James?
Okay. Paul Blart? Mall Cop?
Yeah. Yeah. I always get them too confused.
What about him? How old is he?
Oh, I don't know. I was trying to figure out.
I'm surprised
name.
He hasn't had the massive heart attack, right?
Name.
He's 52. I feel like I live more like a Kevin Smith, though.
Yeah.
The drinking and the...
Like, he's strong, man.
Yeah.
He could fuck some people up.
He could?
He's a big...
You see that bowler hat?
He's a big-ass guy for 5'8", bro.
He's 5'8"?
He's 5'8".
He's tiny!
Yeah, he's tiny. Yeah, he probably weighs, I don't know, fucking 240.
Oh, I'm sure we can Google Kevin James.
250?
Oh, no, 300.
If not
easy.
More.
300, easy.
290? Shit.
Yeah, 290, dude.
Jesus.
Yeah, I weigh less than Kevin James. That actually feels good.
Good.
I actually feel
You're
good
taller?
You weigh less.
That's good.
Yeah. And I'm not a mall cop.
And you're not, yeah, that looker.
So that's good, too. Hey, nice header on our Twitter, by the way.
Yeah, I uploaded it once, and then it was like, oh, no, no, you didn't.
Is the video version, is it a pelican?
No.
Okay.
I didn't even notice that. Okay. I changed it for the video version, because I was like, why is it a fucking pelican?
I kind of enjoyed that it was a pelican.
Yeah.
That Fortnite game that everyone loves is expanding to mobile. No, it's not.
How?
No, it's not. Official player, get your fake news out of our chat.
How would that even work?
How would that work?
It wouldn't. It would be stupid. All mobile games are stupid.
That tanker ray make you ungodly hot.
No, I'm actually pretty good.
Well,
I took
hot.
Less of a sip than you did, so I'm good.
Is this not on? Pad!
Pad? The old pad? Took up your charging port?
No, I meant...
Your plug-in?
I meant you pad, like pad for time.
Oh, pad. I thought you meant your charger for your iPad. It's plugged in, you plugged it in, you unplugged the fan, you're like, damn pad.
No one cares how much you weigh, a fish player. Alright? I imagine you're fat. Everyone who listens to this show is fat, in my mind. It's the way I make myself feel better about
myself.
You
only weigh 100 pounds.
He's yeah. also a teenager.
Well, that kid should shit up, man. Eat some food. I wish I ate more when I was younger.
I can't... Okay, I'm gonna look it up, like Fortnite Twitter. They announced Super Smash Brothers for the Switch today. I'm pretty hyped about it.
Oh, yeah.
There's not anything really to say. It's just, oh, my God. You're right. It's right there. Just announced, Fortnite Battle Royale is coming to mobile. Sign-ups for the invite event start on Monday.
It's got to be a different game, right? It's not the actual game.
It's right there, dude. It's got the Keanu Reeves and the Daft Punk lookalikes, man. Battle Royale is coming to mobile devices on phones and tablets. Fortnite is the same 100-player game you know from PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Mac. Same gameplay, same map, same content, same weekly updates.
Wow.
Starting Monday, you can sign up for the invite event on iOS. Support for Android will be coming in the next few months. In partnership with our friends at Sony, Fortnite Battle Royale will support cross-play and cross-progression between PlayStation 4, PC, Mac, and iOS, and eventually Android. That is huge. Notice one's missing.
Which one?
Xbox.
No. Sony.
Dude, yep. That is messed up. That is messed up. This means players across devices can squad up with friends and play together. We believe this is a future of games. Same game on all platforms. Console quality graphics and action. Play when you want. Play when you want, where you want. So are you telling me, right now, there will be someone who can log on and play Fortnite Battle Royale with someone who's also on a PC, and they'll be on a phone.
That's what it sounds like. And that does not sound fun.
That is the dumbest idea I have ever heard in my life.
Yeah. The guys on the phone are going to get schooled.
How does that work?
I don't know.
It's bad enough that a PS4 person can play someone on a PC.
Yeah.
An iPhone?
Isn't it more complicated than just shooting and shit? Like, don't you build stuff?
Yeah, you build stuff all the time!
I don't know how you're going to do that on a phone.
Well, I'm sure you can do it. I'm sure it's just not fast.
Right.
Tap build, tap this, tap that, build, build, build. How are you going to do it? Where's the buttons?
It's going to be really tiny buttons.
Dude, I don't, I cannot, I gotta, they have to release a YouTube video or something, dude.
Yeah, man. Little children. Throw some fucking,
When invited, you will receive an email with a link to download the game from the App Store. If you don't receive an invite right away, don't worry. We'll be adding more players regularly over the coming months. Players who receive invites from Epic will also get friend invite codes to share with others. To participate, you need an internet connection and iOS 11 on at least an iPhone 6S, SE, iPad Mini 4, iPad Pro, iPad Air 2, iPad 2017 devices.
They're going to have in-game, like, microtransactions and shit?
Oh, I'm sure.
Right?
Why? I mean...
How could you not do it?
It's like, if this happens, why won't Overwatch happen?
Yeah.
You know? Are we just stupid?
Great point.
Because we don't think that... I don't know. I guess I know that iPhones can do graphics like that,
How do you play Overwatch?
With a controller.
Yeah.
Like, that's the part I don't get. Like, the graphics and everything, okay... I get that. They're pretty powerful stuff now.
Right.
Like
you can handle the game. It's just a matter of actually playing the
How
game.
How do you play it?
Player input.
Like, there's an Xbox controller. Every button on here is used in Fortnite. So this is aim. This is aim down the sights. This is shoot. This is swap your gun left, swap your gun right. And then click in is to run. Click in over here is to crouch. And then it's activate your build. No, this pressing Y does your little pickaxe. B opens your build menu. A is to jump. I don't know what X does. X may not do that much.
Reload?
Reload. That's exactly what it does. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, and then this button does your backpack. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 buttons on this controller. Not counting the movement.
Yeah, I mean, unless
they're going to translate that to a phone?
Unless they're trying to make, like, a... Well, didn't they have, like, those, like, things that you put on the side?
Well, right, but how are you going to do that on an iPad? Like, they got to make it... They got to make it so it can be played on any of these phones. And they definitely don't have it for Android, where every Android is created different.
Yeah. No way.
Dude, that is...
I would say a Bluetooth, like, controller would be the only way to do it.
Dude, that is nuts to me.
But then again, I don't know if Apple would like that. Because it would be very off-brand, and I don't think they're making
new that. From Apple, the game controller.
Yeah,
Apple Pad.
Didn't they try that with the TV though?
I think their TV remote does have like motion gestures, but it's only like Flappy Bird and.
But I think you can get like a controller.
Can
if
you?
I recall. I swear to God, I watched one of their keynotes.
I think you're right. I think they did release a gamepad. Yeah, right here. Is this? Yeah, it's sold on the Apple Store. SteelSeries Nimbus Wireless Gaming Controller.
Weird.
Lets you play hundreds of your favorite controller support games on your Apple TV, iPhone, iPad, or iPad Touch. Full-size controller's ergonomic design is perfect for gaming. Why, though? I don't...
Dude, if you really gotta get your Fortnite fix in when you're on the run...
So explain to me why they would do that, but not put it on this...
Because that's Nintendo and Sony competes with Nintendo?
No one competes with Nintendo. Nintendo's literally building robots out of cardboard boxes. They don't... They're in space. Mm-hmm. Okay, no one competes with them.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's super weird.
It's totally like possible, though, that it's in the store, and I just...
You're dumb.
Should I look? I'll look real quick.
Yeah, look.
I can't believe that, dude. That blows my mind. Just poof.
I can't believe that this thing exists.
Dude, this thing's awesome.
Like that's the entire game system, and the dock is just what, charging?
Or puts it on the TV. Yeah. Yeah, literally just it's basically a cradle for charging or for putting it on the TV.
Is it not a touchscreen?
No, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just stupid. I'm not used to such luxuries.
That's pretty
man.
Cool, man. I'll give you that. If I game, that's what I'd game on.
Yeah, no Fortnite. Dude, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, the Switch is great. I wish there were more games for it.
Yeah.
But The Switch is limited by its graphics. It's essentially a really powerful. It's like an iPad Pro. Mm. It's got like a cell phone processor in it. So it's not like super powerful, which is why up until now I was like, okay, that's why there's no Overwatch.
Right.
You know, because it doesn't run on that or something. But
I mean the graphic capabilities for Fortnite aren't that spectacular.
Well, and I don't think they are for Overwatch either, but I guess some of the other argument is like you can't play Overwatch on the go. Like, the number one great thing about the Switch is that you can pull it up and take it with you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can take it to a Starbucks, you could take it to a friend's house, or whatever, real easy. So, like, you know, Mario Kart works great for that, or the Mario Parties, or all these indie games work great for that, just playing anywhere you want, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, Stardew Valley on that thing is awesome. Overwatch, you're not going to play Overwatch from a Starbucks, you know? At least, maybe.
If you could, you could.
I don't know. I say that, but now Fortnite's coming out on a cell phone, so...
Yeah. I don't know.
Can you imagine all these 6 years old playing Fortnite in like a TJ Maxx while they're waiting for their mom to change clothes?
I think that's unbelievable. Maybe the best thing for parents.
Here, let Fortnite raise you.
Literally, instead of their kids running around like crazy here, just sit in the fucking cart. Play your damn iPhone game. Come on.
Dude, that is insane to me. Oh my god, look at this controller, dude. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Hori Pad.
Look.
Ultimate wireless gaming controller.
Oh, my God.
Oh, 600 levels of mind blowing fun for your butt.
Fun.
That's crazy, dude. It's just so stupid.
Dumb.
Icy Mystic says, how? What is the point of the controller for phone? May as well hook it up to a TV or PC, and you're not going to play on the go. Imagine out in public with a pad connected to your phone. That's what we're saying, man. That's what we're saying. I don't understand.
With a pad?
Like a gamepad.
What gamepad?
Like, he's saying, what's the point of having a controller from your phone? You might as well hook it up to your TV or your PC. Like, why would you take a controller out and also your phone?
You like to hike. How would you like to just sit out, most beautiful countryside while not staring at it, playing on your phone?
I think what he's saying is this is the perfect form factor. Because your controller is built in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the only way you could play the Switch is by having it over here, pretend this is now the phone, and then I have a third-party controller.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
That is what the Switch is.
No, but it's not.
It is.
No, because the Switch, you can also play it like this. Like, if you're sitting waiting for TJ Maxx...
Oh, shit.
If you're waiting
the
for
game
TJ
has
Maxx,
changed, man.
You're waiting for TJ Maxx.
Wow.
Okay. All right, you wait for TJ Maxx?
Yeah.
You're going to play it like this.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Sure.
You can't put your phone down on your lap and then hold a controller at TJ Maxx. If you're at a Starbucks, sure. Okay? Or if you're That's out hiking, point. How are you going to hold your phone and the controller at the same time, man?
Dude,
you can't.
Get that drone phone. You remember that?
Have it follow you.
That thing would die.
Sorry for assuming
so
you're gender,
fast.
Icy. Sorry for that. Icy Mystics would like to be known that she is a she. Not a he, but a she. Corrected.
Got to be careful these
I don't
days,
understand
man.
This, man. This is the most confused I've been since Trump was elected president.
Oh my gosh, that's a big...
I might be more confused, because actually that I understand.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know. When was the last time I was this confused?
I would say since he won the general election? Or no.
No.
The primary.
I think everything
Once
involving
Trump...
Once he
won the primary, I was like, oh, okay.
I'm not surprised, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember the last time I was this curious/surprised.
The whole, you could play a person playing on a PC or...
That's just another layer to the what cake,
yeah,
you know?
Mm-hmm. That's my main get.
Doesn't make sense. Like, you can't... I just don't understand it, man.
Yeah. Let's start the show.
Oh, yeah. We have a show to do.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, hey, guys. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thanks for hanging out today.
Thanks.
Let's start the stupid show.
Let's do that.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you.
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutia of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, mean culture, and weird science.
I'm not gonna stand here, present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the It is a show that comes to you twice a week that talks about stuff and things, and occasionally, if you're lucky, things and stuff. We are live twice a week, once on Sundays at 7 p.m. Nope, Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, both at Twitch, don't look at me, twitch.tv.
Screwing that up, man.
Slash, I almost said my channel, Seth and Colby.
I've been screwing it up, man.
Might be drunk.
Don't screw up.
Might be drunk already. I mean, Twitch.tv/SethColby. That's where you watch us live. If you don't watch us live, that's okay. We're at YouTube.com/SethColby. It's where the videos go on demand after the fact. And if you want to listen on audio, you can do that too, you weird person. It's on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. There's a regular RSS feed. Get all those links at SethColby.com. Also, you may want to support us, because the show does not exist without your monetary support and your presence support. As in, thanks for being present.
Yeah.
And being here. There's a few ways you can support us. We'll talk about the free ones first. Number one way, follow us on Twitch. If you are not following us on Twitch, please do so. Twitch.tv/SethColby. Click the follow button. It is free as can be. All right? And then you can also go and buy a t-shirt at SethColby.com/merch. That's a cool way. It costs money, but it's a good way to represent the show. It's fun. Yeah. We'd like you to buy some t-shirts.
You get something.
Then you can also support the show directly through a subscription at twitch.tv/SethColby. $4.99 a month and up, you get an awesome hog emote. And then if you get a better tier, you can get Colby's fat face. And if you get the best tier, you can get my fat face as an emote to use anywhere on Twitch. Spam random people with it. They'll have no idea what you're doing, and you will brighten your day and theirs at the same time.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's great sales tactic.
Yes. And then also, you can just donate money outright to us, which is fantastic. Just click the donate button on the page, donate some money, or type, if you're here watching us live, just type !donate into chat. Click the link, give us money. Giant loud foghorn goes off. It'll interrupt the show. We will read your message. It totally trolls us, gives me a heart attack. I make one to die. All right? That's what happens.
You make one to die?
That's right. I make one to die, man.
What?
I make one to die.
I make one to die, man.
Yeah.
I make one to die.
I make one to die.
All right.
So that's what happens if you donate money. And we appreciate you being here. Also, follow us on Twitter. Colby posts at least 6 memes a second on that Twitter. It's like, I don't know how he has enough time. There's 186,000 seconds in the day. He posts 6 tweets every one of those 186,000 seconds. I don't know how he does it. It's amazing. His fingers must have light speed.
I'm the Flash.
Yeah, he's like the Twitter Flash.
The Flash.
So, yeah.
Flash.
And that's it. Today on the show, we're going to recap the Oscars very quickly. I just want to see if Colby has anything he wants to ask me about them, because I'm sure he didn't watch.
God.
There's also some stuff about things, and I believe there's also some things about stuff we're going to cover. So we'll get into that. But yeah, thank you guys for being here. This is the Seth and Colby Show, and now the intro is over, and now we got to entertain. So.
Entertainment.
I'll start.
Comments.
I will start firstly by having another drink.
Holy shit.
This horrible gin.
Throwing stuff.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
It was worse that time.
It burns. It burns us.
It burns us. It burns us, my precious.
So, your new drink is gin then, right?
Please don't unfollow. No, I'm not.
Getting you drunk?
I don't know if it's getting me drunk as much as it is. My brain is now on fumes.
Probably that.
Yeah, I think that's more what it is. I'm sure that... let me just put it this way. 30 minutes from now, when that Tanqueray, 6 shots that I just did because I drank way too much of it, hits me, it's going to be a good show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
Do you both have separate channels to follow, too? I have a... Colby does not stream.
I don't.
You can go to ZSwiggs. ZSWIGGS. That's me.
That's him.
Hey, baby. I don't know. I don't know what... I might be
maybe.
Drunk.
I think you're drunk.
I think I'm
one.
Drunk. After that...
Just flirted with a...
Yeah, I stream every day, 11 a.m. Central p.m. 11 a.m. Central to about 5 p.m. Central. You know, 6 hours every day. Twitch.tv/ZSwig. So. I'll see you there.
I stream when pigs fly.
Yeah, he doesn't stream, so.
It's a very rare occasion.
No, it's never.
It happened once, so there I can say it's a rare occasion. If I knew how the audio should work, maybe I'd do it more.
Let's put it this way. There've been more mass extinction events on the planet Earth than there have been Colby Twitch streams. So you tell me if that's rare or not, okay? You tell me if that's rare.
Man.
Tell me if that's rare.
That's rare, you know, for the system of time, as long as I've been here compared to the Earth has been here. I feel like it's pretty accurate.
I feel like it's less accurate.
It's got to be at least like a couple more to hit that, you know, extinction event.
All right, man. There's something I really want to play. I have not seen this yet, but I've been dying to ever since I read it.
Okay.
So apparently, Icy thinks you're too shy.
I just don't have anything to
say. He has nothing to share.
You don't want to know me.
You don't want to know me?
Yeah, you don't know me.
I mean, I think you would do a great stream if you did it. You have to do what you do, though, which I think drumming was the best thing. Like, you playing Call of Duty, I would die watching that.
Oh, my God, that would be the best.
No, it wouldn't.
I would be cursing at so many people.
Yeah, but that's not...
I would get so racist and homophobic so quick.
That's probably why you shouldn't
stream. It would be perfect. If I wanted to ruin my reputation very quickly, that's what I'll do.
Yes, but I think drumming is probably better for
that
you.
That is,
and there's still a standing offer that I would gladly help you set up your stream anytime you need. I just think you can't do it on a Mac.
Yeah, that is, well, that's my...
But there's this streamer that I follow who followed me, and so I followed her back. And she's a small streamer, and she streams only on a Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm pretty sure she has like one of those new iMacs, so it doesn't really count.
That is a downside.
I don't know. I feel like if she can do it, you could do it, though. We could figure it out. But you also would have to find time to do it, and it's just not worth it.
Could do a fitness stream.
Dude, you could do that. Stream live.
I have to speak.
Dude, just stream from your phone when you're at the gym.
You know how... Oh, no.
Just point it at your girlfriend's butt.
No.
Get so many views that way.
No. Considered it really quick.
That's what
no.
Unofficial Tony P did, man.
I know.
He added that girl in there, and then all of a sudden, all the creeper vultures come in and start watching. That's how we know our fans are true fans, because we are not attractive women at all.
No.
Not even, especially me.
I'm barely entertaining.
I'm like not an attractive man or woman.
I bring the attractiveness, you bring the entertainment.
Nah, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. I really need to follow Zed. I love you. Thank you. That's so nice. Yes, follow me, please. I would love that. I'm working on a pizza party right now. You know, this might be the appropriate time to tell you about it.
What the hell's a pizza party?
So,
like a pizza party?
Yeah, so when I hit 100 followers, and if Icy follows me, I would be at 83.
Okay.
So this is like summertime, I'm guessing, you know, closer, you know, May, June time frame probably.
Blow up, man.
Yeah, unless I blow up, I won't, but unless I do, okay. Mm-hmm. At 100 followers... I'm going to get a pizza, and me and Chris are going to get on stream. The idea is that everyone else who follows, you know, we plan it in advance so other people could, like, you know.
Oh, get pizza.
Get
themselves.
Pizza. We could all eat pizzas together.
Oh, my God.
Have a pizza party together. And I want you to be there.
No.
As a two to play games.
Why?
Because I think we're going to play Jackbox. And it might be. Because I'm going to play with stream. So, like, me and you... And Chris, and if you want to bring your significant other, please do. And then the unwashed from chat, you know?
I'll bring Pinello.
No.
That's who I'll bring.
I didn't invite him.
That would be the best for your stream.
I didn't invite him. He's not coming in this, not on this stream.
Oh,
all right? I run a PG stream, okay?
And that you're night, inviting me. No, that's that, not a good idea.
Let me finish. That night, it would not be PG, but it doesn't need to be quadruple X. Okay, I don't need the man who rubbed Icy Hot on his balls for like 50 followers or whatever it was to come over to my celebration stream and ruin it and make it all about himself.
Hey, give it, I think it was 100 as well.
How many was it?
I don't remember. It was something bad, though.
It was something real small.
I don't think
he set the bar too high.
I don't think it was 1,000. It might have been 1,000.
Might have been. Do I have a PS4? I sure do. You can add me on there. It's Z-Swigs. I accept all friend requests. I'm also Z-Swigs on Battle.net, Steam, Xbox, GOG, Switch.
GOG?
I think I covered them all. Were we talking about? Oh, but yeah, you're coming to the pizza party.
Yeah, that.
This is the thing. This thing. Okay, so the Lonely Island.
Uh-huh.
You remember them?
Yes.
Okay, they're like this hilarious, how would you describe it? They're like Weird Al for the modern era.
Yep.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Apparently, they were tapped to do a song for the Oscars. Mm. But when they presented it, it was apparently unmakeable due to scale and budget.
Oh.
And they have uploaded the demo to their YouTube page.
Oh, my God.
And I have not seen it. And I
unmakeable
I just,
due to scale.
If it's unmakeable due to scale and budget for the Lonely Island, I can only imagine what it actually is. So yeah. I would like to watch that here. I have not seen this. Hopefully it does not
just play it.
Terms of service violate them. I couldn't think of words.
We're good. Why would that violate what?
Hey everyone, we were asked to write a song for this year's Oscars. Unfortunately, it wasn't chosen because it was financially and logistically impossible. So for fun, we thought we'd share the rough storyboards of what we would have been fully shot. Would have been a fully shot star-studded music video of an exorbitant cost. All vocals and visuals are temp, so please use your imagination and enjoy.
Congratulations to all of the 90th Academy Award nominees.
I love these movies, but they never seem to choose the blockbusters, do they?
They sure don't. I guess they'll just have to settle for all that money, huh?
Why not me? Do I not deserve a nomination? The reviews were raves, to be sure. Fun for the whole family. Look no farther than Thor.
Why not me? I left my family to fight for what's right. Save the world from the devil below. But I'm sure it was hard for Sir Daniel Day-Lewis to learn how to sew.
Why not me? I battled Cate Blanchett. Why not me?
I hid a sword in my dress.
We both faced death, it's true. But at least Lady Bird got into NYU.
Spoiler!
Why not me?
Oh, shit.
In all the money in the world, they kidnapped one kid. And they got a nomination. I killed hundreds. I guess that's what you get when you're not classically handsome. Oscar so white, but I guess not for me. I need to raise my quote so I can finally fix my teeth. Horror movies always get the shaft.
Hey, let me do one. I pee.
I don't know where that one came from.
Like the petition for
four Chris's
category. Best Chris. You could just write Chris on an Oscar, and we could share it. Trade off on weekends.
Roll call.
Hemsworth.
Pratt.
Evans.
Pine.
Rock.
What? It's us, the Chris's.
Go Chris.
And why not the snowman? It was a box office smash.
Wasn't?
Well, Oscars doesn't care since it was critically acclaimed.
7% positive. Are you serious?
Well, I thought it was a neat idea. In the shape of water, I heard that a lady boned a fish man. But if you're gonna bone a fish man, why not bone a fish like this man?
And what even is art?
Oh, shit.
How do you define its importance?
Like, how is his character's name?
If popcorn movies are bad, how come popcorn's so delicious?
That's a great point.
And when I blow up six cars, how is that worse than Schindler's List is?
Why not we save the world?
Why not me?
I am Toretto. I heard a lady bone a fish man.
Why not?
The snowman was underrated.
That should have been the song.
I mean,
They should have funded that.
That would have been the best. They could have just played that, and it would have been the higher rated Oscars of all time.
It would have been.
Yeah. So, several thoughts from that. Number one, their previs is better than any project we've ever made all the way complete.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then secondly,
hey, man, men of wit, back up.
Hey, I watched, I don't know why, I must have been going through something, but I watched all five of those back to back the other day.
Yeah. They're great.
They are very not appropriate for our time.
No.
There was a couple times where I'm like, maybe these shouldn't be publicly viewable. Like, luckily, none of them involves you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
I'm good.
Yeah.
I knew
you're
I wanted
fine.
To be out of that.
You're fine.
I mean, my name's all over it, but
well, yeah,
that's
but you can't
culprit.
Be held responsible
that's
for
any culprit.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like what? Give me like a line.
Lots of the use of the word faggot.
Oh, yeah.
That's not appropriate anymore, yeah. I would say.
That wasn't appropriate in 2013.
No, it probably wasn't appropriate then, but it's only aged worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would say that's not appropriate.
I know there was like an Uncle Tom line in there.
That one I feel is still has some comedic value.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not, I mean, probably when he yelled, "I am Uncle Tom," while he unloaded, you know, 50 bullets into a white man's corpse, probably that wasn't appropriate.
That is actually most appropriate for nowadays, as well as Pinella screaming, "You can't rape the willing."
Yeah, that was another one. That's probably not.
That was a good one.
Appropriate. I also enjoyed just seeing your dad on the couch during that.
Yeah,
scene as well.
That's
so you
the
pan
best.
Through. He's
the
just
the very
like,
best hidden Easter.
Like
egg.
I've still tried to figure that out. He's not watching TV.
I had him turn it off for
so
that.
So he went through the trouble of turning it off, but not moving.
Yeah, he's okay. On the couch. He's not getting up. Also, I needed it for like 5 seconds while Pinella walked through there. Also, didn't need to use that scene.
No!
I was just like, this is how my house works. No. So continuity-wise, I have to use this room.
I
could have taken him anywhere.
I don't know, man. Oh, no.
Anyways, better than anything we've done. Two, I don't know about what the chick was peeing on the zip line about.
That's got to be the movie she was in. What was her name? Haddish?
I don't know.
I think her name was Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany... What's this? Girls Trip. That's what it's from. It's got to be from that. You get a haircut, man?
No.
Dude, last time you said you needed one, though.
I do, still.
All right.
I'm very fucking lazy.
It's sad, dude.
Sad. Haircut. There will be one Sunday.
On
maybe, hopefully. Possibly.
Zip line.
I love the interest, though.
Peen exit first script. Here it was. Sorry, chat. We're gonna watch this. Curiosity killed the cat.
This is not a good idea. I have to pee.
Look, the line is short over there. There's a long line in the bathroom here. Just go for it.
You can do it.
All right.
Please stop. Please stop.
What happened? Why did I stop?
Just hold tight. Hold on, Elise.
This is not the time. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. Elise,
oh, God. Baby Jesus. Oh, baby Jesus. Please don't make me pee on anybody.
You like this, man?
I need to see this movie. Oh, my God. What? Did the hydrant explode?
Mother.
Holy shit, that was unnecessary. Like, they had me. I was like, oh, this chick's stuck on a zipline.
You literally a split second before said I need to watch this movie.
Yeah, and then she exploded from the vagina.
That was a lot of pee.
Nope.
That was a lot of pee.
I'm good.
That was a lot of pee.
I could skip that one.
How's that?
It's a terrible image.
I'm not showing that to the stream. You're
probably smart.
Yeah.
I'd probably get banned for that.
I mean, I should be banned for that. I should. You should ban me from your life for showing you that.
Yeah, that was terrible.
But Lonely Island, dude, that was
pretty good.
It was amazing. I also love they probably put it up because I feel even though we are not in LA, we could be the Lonely Island if we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Like with my ability to write hilarious things and your ability to make those things watchable.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We could have been we could have been a 2-man Lonely Island. We could have done it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, man, I'm a triple threat. I can write and sing. You just can't see me.
I can't.
You would have to be the face of the organization. I don't need you to sing. I'll do all the singing. I can do all of those parts, man.
I can't lip-sync either, man.
Well, you don't need to.
No, okay.
Yeah, I just write the song, you know.
Gotcha. So we just make songs, nothing visual.
Exactly. Well, we make some visual. We hire actors to do it, not us, all right? Yeah. You're thinking too much in it. We could be the Lonely Island, all right? Just say it.
Okay, yes.
And I feel like because of that, the first thing I saw when I saw about halfway through that, I thought, they put this up so if someone else does this idea, they can say they did it first. Because that's what I would do.
Definitely.
With an idea that good, you put it up. Mm-hmm. That way someone can't steal it. You know? Because nothing grinds my gears than seeing someone else do something I thought of 5 years ago, but they did it because they have connections.
Yeah.
And money and talent. Yeah. I hate that, dude.
Grind your gears.
It grinds my
grinds
gears.
Grinds them right up.
It grinds them so hard, dude.
They must be really ground to a really
They're very ground
powder.
Up. I would give you some examples of things that have been stolen from me, but I can't. Oh, Ricky Gervais Show. That's the number one thing. Grinds my gears.
Gervais.
Yeah, the Ricky Gervais Show, man. They stole Seth and Brian's show. They just stole it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Two white dudes, one fat, one skinny and tall, both funny, with a Matthew.
You were there. I don't think that was your first thing, man. I don't think you were the first to do that.
You're telling me that a fat white man with an annoying laugh isn't Ricky Gervais' whole bit. Nor is it, and it's, because it's definitely mine. That's my Ricky Gervais. That's just three quarters different than my actual laugh.
Terrible Ricky Gervais.
You are a terrible Stephen Merchant. You're not even blonde or have glasses, you fat-ass ape. I don't know what's happening. I've got off the rails. Let's drink some more.
But.
You don't know who that is?
No.
All right. We're walking down. It caught me. It got me, dude.
Yeah, you swallow it, you're like, I'm good, and then you try and breathe.
Right, that's what it is. It's like, hits you afterwards. All right.
It's not okay.
I don't even think it's still on the air, dude, because I think that Pinkett guy is gone. Okay, okay, here's an image right here. Okay?
Oh, yeah, him. He's the bald, the bald guy.
This
Logan.
Is me, all right? Mm-hmm. He has better hair than me, arguably, but still, fat, white, annoying laugh, all right? Stephen Merchant, tall. You know, lanky man, just like Brian was.
Doesn't have a Jufro, though.
No, but Brian, when he cut his hair, he looked like that.
Okay.
He didn't have glasses,
That's
though.
True.
Okay, it's not a perfect fit.
No, I get it,
they
I get it.
Body snatches.
I mean, the other man is way more attractive than Matthew,
But
though.
This guy right here, this is the reason they stole it,
uh-huh.
Okay? This man is the reason their show worked. It's because they had an idiot on their show. Carl Pinkerton, I think, is his name, okay? And all they did for 2 hours was talk about stories in a roundabout way that would let them make fun of this man for 2 hours. And that's all we did on that show. That was the whole show. Was just mocking. He's our Carl Pinkerton. The difference is that Matthew, that Carl Pinkerton is our Matthew.
Yeah.
That's what they ripped off, man.
I feel like they did this first, though.
No!
No!
I don't know if I've ever looked it up.
Yeah, see? You just talking all this mad shit, man. Talking all this shit.
We're going to look it up. Let's see.
Original, 1998.
The show started in August 2001.
Bam.
Okay.
Before you. Your life means nothing.
It does.
You're pointless.
Here's probably what it made me mad. November of 2005. Mm-hmm. This is literally when we started. Like, I think we started in September of 2005.
Yeah.
Guardian Limit offered the show as a podcast series of 12 shows throughout January and February 2006. That's the heyday of Seth and Brian.
Mm-hmm.
January and February of 2006. Podcast was constantly ranked the number one podcast in the world. That's what got me.
I gotcha.
Because I had to stare at it and be like, this is a freaking show! And now, in retrospect, I look back and go, probably people heard us and thought we were doing Ricky Gervais. But really, we just had another idiot in our midst, and we were doing the same bit, because I'm just as brilliant as Ricky Gervais and twice as handsome.
And he was doing it 4 years before you started, though.
You know why I'm better than Ricky Gervais? Because I'm American! Fight me, Morris!
Fight me, Morris!
Bring it on! It says XFM. What is XFM? Morris just said that they were on XFM before that. It's a commercial radio station focused on alt music,
station.
Primarily indie rock, owned by Global Radio. It launched on September 2015 as a rebrand.
It's owned by Global Radio.
God, I wish I lived in England just so I had their radio, man.
You know, you can probably get that here.
Oh, you probably can now, yeah. But you can't get it in your car, dude. I have a tape deck in my car, okay?
It's called a tape deck with an aux cord.
Mr. Money buying all these stupid things.
there. $10 on Amazon.
$10, dude. You know what that is? That's 3 gorditas, dude. Back up.
I just bought deodorant the other day.
Yeah?
I got 3 of them for $30.
What? Like a multiple pack, right? Your deodorant isn't $10 a piece, right?
Yeah, no, it's $10 a piece.
What is it, liquid gold? Are you using the tears of African orphans on your armpits? How could it possibly cost that much money?
I don't know why it costs that much money.
Are you joking with me right now?
It was my only impulse buy in the last, 5 months.
Okay? $10 for deodorant?
Yeah.
What is it?
Native?
The
brand. Uh-huh. It was rated the best man's deodorant.
Okay. We're going to look it up. I've never heard of this. This right here?
Yep.
Aluminum free, free shipping and returns.
I saw it stain. It doesn't stain your clothes.
Okay.
And I was like, buying it. Because you should see how many of my damn shirts that pit stains, man.
Really?
Yeah. It's called going to the
gym.
Like
white or?
Like white.
Really?
Yeah. It's really dumb.
I don't know, man. I feel like you need to just try my deodorant. It's just Old Spice.
I mean, there's definitely a way cheaper one than this that does the same thing. I just impulse bought.
Why'd you buy 3 of them? Just like buy them, you have to buy them online. Is that why?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes more sense. Yeah. That makes more sense. Best razor is Defender razor. Just saying, since we are on the topic, do you understand that joke, sir?
No.
Okay. I didn't think Colby understood it. I could tell by the way he looked at chat and goes, "What?"
He's like, why is he talking about a
razor? He's talking about the computer peripheral company, Razer.
Mm-hmm.
You still don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
No.
Okay.
Like, I'm thinking Razer, the phone Razer. They bought Razer.com. Oh, yeah, man.
This is not it.
This is it.
This is not what
I'm
talking
about. Feel the freedom of Razer Turbo. Yeah, this is the fucking, scooter company. Razer.
Do you see Morris just low-key slamming me in chat right now?
For old people. For old people?
I mean...
My body wash is Old Spice.
Dude, I get Old Spice
my
Timber.
My hair pomade is Old Spice.
Old Spice Timber is the best deodorant.
Nah.
It smells like tree.
Yeah.
Do you use the gray Old Spice? Like the or the red bottle Old Spice? Like the actual Old Spice? Like the blue jelly?
Oh, no.
Okay, which one do you use?
For what?
For your body wash.
Body wash. It's red. It was, I think...
So it is a red bottle.
Yeah.
Blue jelly, blue soap when you pour it out? Yeah.
Uh-huh, yep.
See, I get Old Spice.
Old Spice is from... Okay.
Old Spice Timber, all right? Uh-huh. And then there's also Timber Body Wash. It's the cream-colored ones, all right? It's the hipster Old Spice. Mm-hmm. It's the... Old Spice, you know, that type of stuff. That's the Old Spice that I use.
I got it.
Because I'm cool.
Yeah.
Oh, you know how I picked out my deodorant?
Got it for free.
I said, Chris, pick a deodorant for $5... that smells good to you, and I'll continue to buy that one until I die. That's what I said. Okay, that's how I pick my deodorant.
It's too much pressure.
Because you know how much I care about deodorant?
Hey, I mean,
I don't at all.
Those deodorants smell fantastic.
Dude, I go, like, deodorant isn't a concern for me.
I smell like trees everywhere I go. One's evergreen and...
I get so sweaty.
Something.
I get so sweaty.
Cilantro.
Sitting in this chair all day, okay? Like, I'll get out of this chair, and my back will be wet.
Yeah.
Wet!
Wet!
Like, I just swam in Niagara Falls,
man. That's good, man. You should sweat.
Well, I do a lot of it.
Good.
A lot of sweating.
Getting some fat out of you.
If I wanted to kill somebody, I would make them smell my seat cushion.
Yeah, that would probably do it.
I smelled it the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I almost died. Me. And you know what I've been through. You know what I've smelled.
I don't.
You know what I've smelled. You can imagine, though.
I could imagine.
And if I said, whoa, this cannot be witnessed by any human being's nostrils.
You need to get one of those gaming chairs, man.
What do you mean? Like the ones that have Rumble and stuff in them? I have one of those. It's in the closet.
No, not that.
No.
There's a specific brand, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like with a racer back chair? Okay. Yeah.
Get one of those.
All right. Let me aim for the new...
Get PewDiePie's at $3.99.
Computer monitor first.
$3.99.
Hey.
$3.99.
Hey, official player, do we have transcoding today? You say it froze. Usually I watch our stream, but today I was frazzled and running behind, so I didn't pull it up. I should have pulled it up. I like to watch our own stream just so I make sure it's working.
It works.
You don't know that, man.
It's fine.
What if it's not working?
It's fine.
No transcoding. I don't know what... Okay, can we just get really inside baseball real quick?
Yeah.
Do you think they can hear me right now?
No.
I don't think so either. So, transcoding on Twitch.
Right.
Okay, it'll give you...
It was a thing.
It'll give you your source, and then it'll give you, if you're really good, it'll give you source, 1080p, 720p, 60. Well, actually, it'll give you 1080, 60, 1080, 720, 60,
yes.
720. And then I think it does 480... And then 360, 160, mm-hmm. I think is what it is. I thought it was based on your average concurrent viewers.
I thought it was if you were a subscribed.
Well, there's a lot of fallacies with this. You probably know that because I probably told you that.
I mean, that's what I heard.
So I had on my Z Swigs channel, I had transcoding before I was offered affiliate. So I had transcoding before I had a sub button, which I didn't think was possible.
But I didn't notice that because that was back when I watched your stream.
Okay, yeah.
Because I don't anymore, because fuck you. And I noticed it like a day or two before you got your sub button.
Right, right. And so, and that's because to get your sub button, you need 3 concurrent viewers on average, which I get pretty much every day, knock on wood, it continues happening. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that's what it was related to. Originally, I thought it was affiliate, but now I thought it was 3 average viewers, no matter if you're affiliate or not. The next stream that you had... If you had 3 of the stream before, you would have transcoding on that stream. Gotcha. Okay? Here's why this theory is not true.
Okay?
There's a couple people that watch me on stream that have bad internet, Official Player being one of them. I don't have transcoding. It's hard for them to watch my stream because I stream at 720p, 60 frames a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I kind of watch every morning when I boot up my stream and I go live. I'm like, okay, do I have transcoding today? Mostly because I like I said, I like to watch the stream to make sure it's working.
Yes.
You know, and when I drop frames, I like to see how bad my frame drops are. Mm-hmm. So I have my stream pulled up. It's sitting over here on this stand. I can't even really see it. It's just there.
It's just there.
And so another reason I want transcoding is because I'm uploading my show, and then if I'm downloading it at source quality, I'm basically uploading 3,000 kilobits per second and downloading 3,000 kilobits per second at the same time for 6 hours every day.
It's probably not good.
I don't have a data cap, a terabyte data cap. So, and I approach it every month. So I go all that to say this. I watch it every morning.
Mm-hmm.
My Witcher streams are longer and less popular than my streams before. So some days I only average 2 viewers, you know, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't bother me. But it does kill my transcoding. Until last Thursday. Last Thursday, I had no transcoding because Wednesday, I had an average viewer of 2. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, I had average viewers of 6. For some reason, people wanted to watch The Witcher on Thursday. Don't understand why. Those people are crazy. Friday morning comes, had 6 average viewers, time before, no transcoding.
Yep.
Friday again, 2 average viewers, Monday, transcoding. Tuesday, transcode. I've had transcoding this whole week.
Maybe it's just late, bro.
I don't know what it is, man. And the reason I say that is because our show right here, mm-hmm. All right, average viewers of 6 every time. Right now we have 4 viewers, okay? Mm-hmm. Lame, by the way. Also, 4 viewers, okay? No transcoding. Last episode we had 6. So now I think it's some weird mixture of the amount of viewers you have versus the amount of times you stream versus how, when you stream, and, like, Twitch's bandwidth.
Yeah.
Like, if there are 200,000 people watching Fortnite right now, I feel like they dedicate transcoding to people who have 15 viewers or whatever.
Right. Yeah, that would make sense.
So what I'm saying is, I don't know how it works.
Levels, yeah.
But we don't have transcoding, so that's why Official Player stream broke.
Well, they're just like YouTube, man. They don't tell you shit, really, mm-hmm. about anything that...
Could probably ask.
You should probably know.
They might tell you.
I mean, they may.
Usually is. It's better.
They probably would. That'd be my guess.
This is the Razer I meant.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, this is Razer right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Razer, the gaming Razer.
Yeah.
I make mice and stuff. Mices. So there you go. Now you know. Come full circle. Close that topic out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you looking at?
Oh, I kicked the camera around a little bit and I just put it back. They saw your bookcase.
Dude, how dare you? All right?
Mm-hmm.
You can, the camera See the Titan's shoulder pad right there?
Yeah.
It lines up between the camera or the lamp post there and his shoulder. That's how you know where to put it. So you did it pretty much right on.
Yeah.
It's probably a little too close. That's better. Let's leave it there. That's better. How do you move that?
My foot, man. I'm skilled.
Dude, you're weird.
I'm doing that. It was with my mind.
I thought it was.
It was with
my mind. Oh, I just closed that. Oh, what an idiot. Oh, my God. All right, do you want to talk about the Oscar winners, man, at all? Do you care?
Yeah,
you
have let's any do it.
You have any thoughts?
Fuck Del Toro. He's a big old bitch.
Butcher
the Force.
Just Force.
What is
the
that
Force?
Face?
Oh, you move the camera with the Force.
Yeah.
That's a Gasm face, man. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why is there a one next to it?
I don't know. Is that a cheer? Yeah, I guess he cheered one bit.
Nice.
Yeah, it's one penny.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, man.
We could be done with this show for life. Yeah. We're rich now.
We can retire. All right, Oscars, man.
Yes. Shape of Water could suck a dick. A big fat one. A big fishy fat one.
Why?
Because, goddamn, that looks so dumb!
Why do you hate The Shape of Water,
I don't like women having sex with fish people!
She does have a lot of sex with that fish.
That's fucked up!
Is it, man?
They're normalizing, like, pedophilia. They're normalizing fucking bestiality now. Like, what the hell is Hollywood's problem, man? They're just a whole bunch of liberal-ass cucks! They deserve to burn! The fires of God's rage and hell.
What's the name of your guy? Chuck Woodchucker?
Woodchuck Chuckerson.
Which is not his name, but it is now.
Chuck Hardwood?
Chuck Hardwood. That's what it is. Chuck Hardwood.
Chuck Hardwood's coming out full force.
Well, people are saying it's the lowest rated Oscars ever.
Good.
It's down 17% or something
God
like that
damn,
from last year.
Hollywood elite motherfuckers.
I think it's because no one watches the movies, right?
Yeah. It should take all the movies that didn't get seen
right.
by anyone.
Right.
Call Me by Your Name.
8 out of 10.
Sorry, gay people, but that movie was fucked up.
Did you watch that movie?
No.
Well, how do you know?
He's having sex with a 14-year-old boy.
He's 17, I think.
14.
I think he's 17.
Underage.
Not in Italy.
Not in America.
Did you know that that kid, Timothy Chalamet, who plays the 17-year-old, did you know that that's also the son of Matthew McConaughey in Interstellar?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That is weird.
That's a weird, like, yeah.
He's also in Lady Bird.
Fuck that, man! He needs to burn in hell with the fiery holiness of Satan!
Fiery holiness? Yeah. He's Leviathan.
Chuck Hardwood is half Christian, half Satanist.
I'm just trying to keep up with what you're saying. I don't even know how to react to whatever Chuck Hardwood is doing right now.
Oh, man.
Okay, anything else, man?
No. It was really boring. I watched a stream of a guy streaming it, talking about how bad it was. It was really bad.
You
really
watched
bad.
A stream of someone streaming?
Streaming it, yeah. He's
Why?
Like, we'll watch it so you don't have to.
But you were watching it.
But yeah, he also had it playing.
Oh, man.
Why? It was really dumb.
Why, man? Why,
Dude,
man?
What does that one chick mean?
Oh, one chick.
Three billboards, lady.
You're just yelling things. I don't
three
know.
Three billboards, lady. She won best actress?
Okay, yeah.
She said two words at the end of her speech. And I don't know what they meant.
What were the two words?
I forget.
All
right. Equality burner. Some
equality matters.
No.
Okay.
It was something you had to Google.
All right, we'll have to look it up, dude. Frances McDormand Oscar speech.
Yep. Fuck. Inclusion rider. What the fuck is inclusion rider, man?
Oh, is that what she said?
Yes.
Inclusion rider. Inclusion rider is just like. Like, you know, a writer, like a band has, or a movie star has.
A writer?
Yeah.
No.
Like, if you have, like, who was it? I think it was Pink Floyd. No, it wasn't Pink Floyd. Van Halen. I think Van Halen famously had in their writer that they wanted only They wanted M&Ms, but all of the brown M&Ms had to be picked out when they got to their room. So inclusion rider just means that, like, when studios green light movies, they require that there be so many minorities or people of color or LGBT people in their movie. So there's inclusion. It's not just, like, it's legally required to not be white. Did you fall asleep or what happened?
Fucking.
I think everyone cares but white men, which I think is part of the problem. Can't comment on these things, man, because you're a white man.
Were we ever forcing white men down your fucking throat? No. We just happened to be there.
Dude, it's like...
But
it's,
now you're forcing it on people who don't want it.
Here's the thing, dude.
Just keep it.
It's like... It's
you can have it.
It's like my rage out about the guns, all right? A couple bad seeds ruined white men for everybody. All right, Harvey Weinstein's raping people or whatever.
But stupid generalizations like that are just stupid.
I don't disagree.
Everything about generalization, saying there should be more minorities just in general.
Yeah, all fat people are ugly. That's not true.
It's just come the fuck on.
You're turning red.
Everyone is different.
That's true.
That's all that matters. We're not one the same. Just live and be good at what you do.
What?
I'm saying... I am very red now.
I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what is happening.
I've gone on a tangent.
I don't... It's like a tangent.
It's turned from Chuck Hardwood.
I don't know what's
like
happening.
Legitimate thinking here.
I can't keep up.
I don't know,
are you
man.
Saying that you're against inclusion?
No, I'm against forced inclusion.
Okay.
Just do it.
But how do you prevent the people who are racist?
If I want to make a movie about World War II fucking
But how do you prevent the
army,
people who are secretly racist?
It's not going to have Hindus in it.
From being racist.
What about?
Well, I think that's a different case than a movie like Three Billboards. That's just about a town in Missouri. You know, like, that can have an inclusion writer. There could be a gay character in it, there could be a black character in it, because there's gay people and black people in real life. If it's Dunkirk, okay, I get it. There doesn't need to be any people from Egypt just hanging out there, you know, cooking shrimp on the Barbie or whatever, you know.
It doesn't make sense to me, man.
I mean, it does. It makes some sense.
Well, then you're having stipulations about what you can include and what you can't include. You got your forced to include it in a movie like this, but not in a movie like this. It's just like... Shut the fuck up!
I think it's more like maybe Matt Damon shouldn't be playing the guy in Great Wall.
That's a great point.
I think maybe it's
whoever,
more about that.
Whoever paid for that movie to happen wanted Matt Damon in that fucking role.
Agreed.
So that's what he got in that fucking role with his fucking money being paid for.
But that person is a white man.
That's fine.
That's the part
Who
of the
has
problem.
The money?
The white
gay people bring out your money.
That's the point. The white man has to give all of these
white
people their money.
White man does not have all the money.
They do.
It is not true.
The white man has all the money and all the Jews run Hollywood, dude. These are facts of life. Name one non-Jew in Hollywood. Can't do it.
Frances McDormand.
She doesn't run it. Also, she's married.
You never said run it. You just said in Hollywood.
Also, she's married to Joel Cohen. Notorious Jew.
Guillermo del Toro.
Well, that's why him winning is such a big deal.
Good. That's fine. But also fuck him because he had a lady had sex with a fish person. I am racist against fish people.
I thought you would like Guillermo del Toro because you loved Hellboy, I thought.
It was fine.
Did you know the guy who played the fish man in Hellboy played the fish man in this movie?
Are you fucking
no,
shitting me?
I'm not. It's a true fact. It's the same guy.
Now I hate it more. I hate it more. Only reason I gave a shit about that movie was Ron Perlman, the cat-faced looking motherfucker. You saw the picture of the cat and looked just like...
Exactly yeah. What you're talking about, good. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
All right, let's see. Morris Minor, noted racist, also white man, says, yet they say nothing about South Africa, which I guess something happened there. You know anything about South Africa?
I mean, the South Africans have white people there.
Morris, I got to let you know something. We're American. We only care about us.
But then again, right? Apartheid
so,
happened there.
Try to keep it to America, all right? And then he says, Jews don't classify themselves as white. That's probably true. And then he said, and Asians make more money on average than white people, but is that because there's 3 billion of them?
Whose fault's that?
Well, it's the Asian's fault.
Yes! It's not the white man's fault!
I mean, I can see what you're saying. I understand your point of view.
It's just like, you're always hating on shit. That's not the real issue.
Here's
the real issue is evil.
Here's what I care.
And evil spans races,
agreed,
man.
Agreed. Here's what I have to say about it. Who cares?
Me.
Why?
As a white man.
Why?
Because my color is getting run through the fucking ground right now.
Who cares?
Great point.
Who cares? Like, I mean, like, I can't, I, from my position, all I can do, according to women, to help women, is do kind of what I'm doing now, which is just play devil's advocate to people who are against the whole movement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I'm not...
No, I'm not saying you are.
What are you saying, man?
I don't...
What are you saying?
In reality, I can't do anything for anyone. I can barely afford to feed myself.
Yes.
Okay? That's what I worry about. Okay?
What can anyone do for anyone?
Well, some people
can. Not,
that's,
no.
And see, that's the thing. That's the
no.
thing. That's the thing about the Oscars.
No.
These people, if people watched, it was, actually, this is the
clearly
problem.
Clearly, they don't give a
shit.
This
is the whole problem, okay? Here is the solution and the problem in one thing, all right? Mm-hmm. The Oscars are a great platform for this because the people who can make a difference are at the Oscars because mm-hmm. they're powerful, they're wealthy, and they're people of color, and they're different sexual orientations. It's a whole gamut. It's sitting in that room, and they have money, and they have power. And they have a medium that can influence people outside of just telling, hey, Colby, maybe we should think of it this way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Other side of that coin is just like Twitter and Facebook, and the reason I'm not on those things is because it's an echo chamber. Everyone who disagrees with, like, the white man who thinks the women should stop preaching doesn't watch the Oscars because he doesn't want to hear the white woman preaching about it. So he's not going to have his mind swayed because he's not looking.
Well, he's also not going to have his mind swayed if she was to speak to his face about it either.
That's a problem with his personality. And I don't know how
it's
you...
a problem with people's personalities.
I don't know how you
yeah.
fix that, you know?
No, there's some people that think one way, some people that think another, but we shouldn't... I don't know.
It's so hard, dude. There's so many problems.
It's really
like
hard.
I really like. Don't you think though that there is an inequality problem? I mean, I don't feel like I've ever been sexually harassed. It's probably because I'm big and fat. But like, you ever feel like you've been sexually harassed or sexually objectified and made you feel uncomfortable? Because girls go through
yeah,
that
all the time.
But you haven't though.
I've been raped
by me. But other than that, like, see, that's something that like that happens, and I wish. That wouldn't happen. Like, I don't like to think of Chris going through that. I'm sure you don't like to think of your girlfriend going through that or my sister or your mom going through that when they were growing up. Just like, and that's the only way I can relate to it because I don't have any black friends. I don't know anyone. You're my only friend. But that's beside the point. The point is that, like, I think there is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I personally can do about it, but at least the people in the Oscars are trying to do something. It's just not an effective way to do it. Because
no.
I think all it does, just like Twitter, all it does is make people more mad
yeah.
that have opposing views. And then that makes me more mad. Like people who tweet. Like, okay, I'll give you an example. We went out to dinner on, what day is today? Thursday? We went out on dinner on Tuesday, okay, for my parents' collective birthdays, because one of them's the 6th and one of them's today. So we went out to have steak. And at the dinner, okay, first of all, I don't eat red meat. Because I watched that Leonardo DiCaprio documentary, and I don't eat red meat because I'm trying
propaganda.
Whatever.
Them Jews there in that government.
And, you know, I don't know if there's Jews in that movie. There probably is. Leonardo DiCaprio a Jew? He's not, right?
Straight up Jewish.
He might be. I don't know.
Leonardo
anyway, I don't eat
Capra
red meat. So
Dici.
That's a perfect example. I don't even share that with my family because if they knew that, they would ask why, and then I'd be like, because I'm doing my part to try to not kill the planet
mm-hmm.
when they don't think the planet's even dying. So that's one layer. And then they start talking about guns. And my sister's boyfriend just bought an AR-15, and he's talking about it, and blah, 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 and he sounds like Chuck Hardwood. And I'm just sitting there silent, because all I can do, because there's nothing I say is going to change their mind.
Mm-hmm.
But and if I said something to the contrary, all they would do was think I was an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Because all I do is think they're an idiot.
Right.
For liking those things.
Yeah.
And then that's not healthy for anybody. And I don't remember 10 years ago when Bush was president, and there was still some political device in it, but like the war in Iraq and stuff. I don't remember someone being like, I support the war in Iraq, and be like, that guy's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember thinking that way. And I have to imagine it's because everything is so personal now. It's like, if you don't support this one cause, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
When there's no gray area. It's either you're all in, or you're all out.
Yeah.
You're either a social justice warrior, which is a term you taught me, I still don't know exactly what it means, or you're a Nazi. It's the only two options. There is no in between.
Yep.
And I think that's the problem. But
statistically, I mean, most of the country, I feel like, is in between.
Which is why it's ridiculous. Yeah. Which is why no one's watching the Oscars, and it's why it's a giant echo chamber.
And why probably most people aren't Nazis, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't think most people are. I also don't think most people are social justice warriors. Do you think I'm a social justice warrior because I believe women should have equal pay?
No.
And Chris shouldn't be sexual harassed?
Spitting that shit in random people's faces on Twitter. I'm fine with whatever opinions you want to have. It's how you enforce those opinions on others that starts to boil my blood.
But then I think there are appropriate places to have those conversations, and the Oscars, I think, are one of them. The problem is that...
Sure.
I mean, I think so. I mean,
but
why not?
But that's why most people aren't watching it. It's because they don't want to hear that shit.
That's why. Because
they don't want to... They don't...
It's because it's people
they
like me...
They don't see the problem themselves in their daily lives, or they don't want to hear it.
Or they're like me, and they know it's going to lead to an uncomfortable conversation with someone who doesn't like it.
Right.
Because the thing is like, if I brought it up, like, if I still went to work, and some guy was like, hey, man, did you watch the Oscars last night? And I was like, yeah, man. I really like Frances McDormand's speech. I thought it was really good. I'm glad. Or even if I didn't say that. If I was even more vague, and I was like, I'm so glad Frances McDormand won. I thought her performance in Three Billboards was out of this world. Which, by the way, it was. Right. I'm glad she won. But he would be like, oh, but what about that speech, man? And then, like, what am I supposed to say? Because I can't shrug it off and be like, oh, you know, no big deal. Because then I don't stand up for what I believe in.
Yeah.
But I also can't openly disagree with him because now we're no longer friends. And that's the problem with the world.
Right.
And you can't solve that.
No, it's just a matter of not getting so upset about the issues that you hold dear to yourself.
Right.
I think that's
like, you can't be so mad.
It's just like, just because you believe one thing doesn't mean that you should treat the person that you're speaking to as not a person.
Right.
Unless they're a Nazi.
Right.
Or
but then everyone, but see, the thing is, everyone has that line, though. Like, I honestly believe people who think global warming isn't real are just as bad as people who think the Earth isn't round. Like, there is so much evidence that it's real that you are just purposely being a moron or purposely being ignorant about it. To me, that's my line.
Yeah.
But to some of these people who are way more educated or way more better at speaking about these topics like women's rights or, you know, LGBT representation, their line may be way different than my line when it comes to what can and can't you say without standing up for yourself or thinking that person's a moron. And that's part of that back and forth of you can't then say to someone, that's your opinion, man, and still have be friends with it just because their line is a little more touchy than yours. You know what
global,
I mean?
The global warming thingy, I think most of the conservatives, if I were to bring their point here, is that we don't have scientific data, I'm generalizing here, that humans are the cause for it. Their main grip is that humans are involved in climate change. It's not that the climate isn't changing, because obviously it's getting hotter year after year after year after year, but whether or not humans have a major impact on it and, like, cutting our power, switching over to solar, is going to affect it in any major way.
Agree. And I know those things, and I don't necessarily disagree with them, because there's no way to prove that one way or the other, because...
Because of time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's just like, is vaping worse for you than smoking? We won't know until 50 years from now when we cut people open that vape their whole life. Like, it's that type of thing.
Right.
But it's just like, I like to look at those people and go, well, shouldn't we do something? Like, if the chance is that it is us and it's not going to change your life in any meaningful way to have solar energy, shouldn't we just do that?
Yeah.
Like, that's my counter argument to it. It's like, why are you so hostile against doing it?
That's
what I get, you know? And I think that applies to all types of these issues, whether you believe in equality for women, equality for genders, equality for race. It's all, everyone has a different tipping point, you know? And
I don't know, man. They really love the fucking oil, though. Oil and coal, man. I don't get it.
Anyway,
I don't know if it's like more, like it's cheaper. It's definitely cheaper. And I don't know if it's more effective. I think it's more effective as well. Like,
oil?
You can use less of oil or coal to create the same amount of power that you would out of a solar
generator. But solar is essentially free.
Right. Except for the solar panels.
Right, but that's a startup
cost.
Cost
to make them.
Right.
But then, right, you're right.
But then Elon
to
Musk
To me, I don't know enough about it.
Well, I don't know enough about anything.
Right. Like, I mean, wind energy.
But neither does anybody, you know? And that's another tactic a lot of people use is, oh, so you like solar energy, must be against guns, too. Well, right. I'm not equipped to argue against guns. Yeah. I can just tell you why I stopped eating red meat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say. I don't know. Morris says that South Africa just passed a law where the government can take land off white farmers without compensation. Also, it's law that business can only employ the percent of white people in South Africa, which is 8%. Now, one of the cities is months away from running out of water because they fired all the engineers, which were white. I don't know, man. And, Morris, if you're saying, like, they have equal pay, it's against the law not to, it's not. It's against the law to have two people paid differently because they're women. It's not against the law to hire Colby Newman, graphic designer 1, at $50,000 a year, and Shelley Smalls, graphic designer 2, at $25,000 a year, and then I give them the same assignments. That's not against the law. That's not. Like that. I mean, that's there's corporate loopholes everywhere.
Yes and no, because some, especially when it comes to the arts like that, like, I mean, some skill level is more than others. Like, I could be much faster,
right, but there's,
have better ideas quicker,
right,
and
but
things
you,
like
but,
that.
Yeah, but if,
so that's more value.
Right, but what if she does that and I still hire her for graphic design,
then
too?
Then I think that's illegal.
It's not illegal, because how are you going to prove it?
Pretty sure.
How are you going to prove it?
You could take them. You could sue them.
How are you going to prove it?
Sue them.
How are you going to prove it? Burden of proof, man. There's no way anyone... First of all, there's no way that makes any...
body of work, man.
$30,000 a year is going to sue anybody. Okay.
Good point.
It's number one.
The bad graphic designer is a bad example.
But that's what most people are employed as. Most people aren't employed as CEOs, man. Most people make less than $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that there are some professions out there that have it. The point is that there should never be a time where someone can walk into my office and I go, I like you better just because we could hang out after work and I can't with her.
Right.
And that happens all
but
of the time.
Say, I mean, how can you know?
Because I'm,
how can you know that it was because she was a woman over the fact that she is not as qualified to do the job as this man?
You can't know. You can't.
Right.
That's the point I'm making.
Right.
That's why they're trying to change the perception.
The perception of what?
That
it shouldn't be based on skill?
Right. That it should never be a question that it wasn't based on skill.
So how do you?
You should
do
never
that?
Look at two people and go, that woman is clearly more talented than this man. She's making less money than this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, this woman could come in my office and I should have to present evidence that says this is why you make less than this person. And they're trying to get rid of the stigma that's the way to do it. Like, that is not what's actually happening nowadays. Like, if you look at, I mean, there's a reason these statistics exist. Like, we can't question these facts. Like, it's like 81 cents on the dollar the average woman makes compared to a man. And some of that's fuzzy numbers because some women don't work the same jobs as men. And I'm sure there are some examples where women make more than men. And all the talking points you would have against it.
Sorry, you said woman does not make much money as man, and it sounded very caveman-esque.
It's caveman-esque, dude. By the way, cave women, way underrepresented in our analogies
fucking,
of cavemen.
Fucking, oh my God, man.
We've been totally
cave
right.
People.
That's right.
Right?
We're cave people, dude.
Yeah, we're people kind,
yeah, cave
man.
Cavemen, cave women, cave them. You know, we can't be picky. God. But the point is, like, I've worked in corporate America. I've had hiring tactics. I know people.
Mm-hmm.
Sales, like the sales floor where I never worked in sales, but I knew people who hired for sales, and they always paid the women less than the men because the men could go out with other men and drink and have fun with other men, and so they'd get more money because they made more sales when the women could do just as much, but because they couldn't hang out with their boss after work and go to K-State football games with their boss after work, they make less money. And that's
I'd
a thing
say
that happens.
That's a very anecdotal piece of evidence, though. Like, it's just your experience.
But where's the evidence in the contrary?
That what Morris, the difference is on average, and men work more hours than women.
On average, tall people get paid more than short people. Well, I probably agree with that. And it's the same thing to me. I believe tall people probably get better jobs because they're not as unattractive as short mm-hmm. people. If I walked into an office, this is a straight shoot.
I mean, jobs in general.
If I walked into an office
mm-hmm.
and applied for a job, and then Colby walked into the office, applied for the exact same job, our portfolios could be exactly the same, Colby would get the job over me because he's better at looking than I am, period. Point of fact.
Depends on the job.
I'm saying the same job. Where our portfolios are the same. It don't matter what the job is if our portfolios are the same.
It depends on the type of
job. If our resumes are the same.
If we're going in for an engineer's position, you're getting that job. If we're going in for a sales position, I might get that job.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I think they would choose you.
Nah.
Maybe it's just because I'm sexually attracted to you.
It's just very specific ways. It's just hard to combine all that information to get one solid number of women make this much less than men. So it's just way hard. There's so many factors involved in it.
But if everything's based on anecdotal evidence, then it's up to these companies that literally the only thing they do is to summarize anecdotal evidence and put it into reports to report it. And so if they do that and they say on average women make 81 cents less than a man, or 81 cents on the dollar, which is 19 cents less than a man on average, we should take that as that's what's happening. Not in every case, but overall, that's what's going on. And I don't see why, just like global warming, it's the same thing. It's just like, if I can do something, why would I exert energy to argue against it? Instead of just being like, oh, that sucks. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do whatever I can to make that better. Like, why do I have to automatically go, I don't believe it! Like, it attacks me in some personal way.
Yeah.
Because I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. The only reason I personally believe this might offend people. I personally believe the only reason you care is because you're a white man.
Yeah.
The only reason you care is because you go, they're attacking my gender. Like, your gender and your race mean something, which is exactly the point everyone's trying to prove. Is that what? If you feel like you're being attacked for being a white man, imagine how everyone else feels about being attacked. Also, they're reading surveys about how they are attacked.
Okay. Yes.
Do you see what I mean?
I agree. But they're also provoking equality at the same time.
Right, as they should be, because apparently it's not equal.
But by putting down the white man and uplifting minorities, that's not equal.
I don't care.
I'm just saying, if they're striving for equality, if they're saying that that's their end goal is equality, that's not equality.
But equality is equality. I don't get what you're saying. If they're striving for equality, that is equality.
What I'm saying is that if they're uplifting themselves better than, if white men's opinions shouldn't matter, or that they are somewhat less than minorities in certain positions, certain things, if it's a factor at all that your race is involved, that puts white man at a disadvantage, and that's not equality.
Yeah, but I think the counter argument to that is that we're not at a disadvantage because we're white men.
I get what you're saying.
But your scenario only works if the person hiring for that position happens to not be a white man.
Not all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
No.
Because if a white man goes, I'm not going to hire this white man because I've hired too many white men, like, then that's okay. Because that would be striving towards equality. If he goes, oh, right now, I've got
shouldn't
50.
Shouldn't be based on none, race.
It has to be based on race to be equal.
Nah.
That's like saying I want 15 red M&Ms and 15 blue M&Ms.
It shouldn't be based on color to have both of them. Be based on performance, since jobs are all about performance.
Yes, I agree. But right now they're not. So we got to solve the race problem. Then we'll solve that problem, or else you could be sued. Colby, that's because you're a white man.
No, I feel like that's the whole point.
That's the whole point.
There's specific situations where, yes, there is a racist that you're talking to, and I'm not going to hire you because you're black. But there's also another situation where there's not a racist being like, this black man is much better and more talented than this white man. He's getting the fucking job.
So agreed. All right. So again, I'll circle back around to the point I made 5 minutes ago. That's anecdotal evidence that has been compiled by companies that their sole job is to sift through this anecdotal evidence and turn it into some type of pseudoscience, and they say that, on average, the other thing is happening more. And so, to me, I'm going to do what I can to make sure equality happens. If someone is hiring, and he has 15 white men working and 15 Latinos working, and he has the choice between a white man and a Latino, and he hires the Latino strictly because he's a Latino, that would be racist.
Okay.
Same just, thing.
Okay, here's this.
But if he has 30 white people working and two Latinos, and he's like, you know
here's
what?
This.
I should hire some Latinos. There's plenty of jobs out there for white men, obviously. That's equality. That's not racism. If they have similar enough resumes that they could both do the job.
I think that your statistics that you're seeing as for why there are more, what, white men employed?
No, just there's a wage gap. That's what we're talking
there's
about.
There's a wage gap between what? Minorities and women versus white men or
everything women? Versus white men. White men make more money.
No.
On average than
I
the rest
am
of
not
people.
Making more money than a woman at another job doing my same job.
It should make you feel bad.
There's no way.
Because there are other white men out there making more money than that woman.
Yeah, because they worked harder. They're in a different position.
That's not.
They put in more time.
Again, I go into this. You're just yelling things like they're facts when there's actual facts created by companies whose job it is to find out the facts that say otherwise. And that's the thing. Like, that's... We gotta get over...
I'm just saying, maybe
the
general
thing,
population
man.
Of white people are doing better at getting jobs, being accountable for themselves, and getting into a position of being hired, rather than
yes,
other
but,
races.
But you have no way of knowing if that is because they were white people... Or if it's because they were better in the first place.
So how do you know?
Because there's... It's like scoreboard, man. The scoreboard says we're winning when it should be a tied game. And you just keep pointing to the scoreboard.
It should be tied, man.
It should. Why?
You know, we're a majority of the population, so therefore we may have more jobs than the rest of the
but
minorities.
It's not about quantity. It's about
I feel
the
like
same.
It has to do with quantity,
we should
too.
Have other people of color and women should make as much money doing the same job as a
I'm
white man
I'm not disagreeing
should.
That. I'm just saying that when you look at your statistics of why there are so many more white men getting paid.
That's not what we're talking about, though. We're,
that,
talking
we're
about,
switching back and forth
we're
between talking
about
that.
The wage gap
and then
the wage
this.
Gap only.
I'm saying I don't have the wage gap thing is I don't know if it's because they're getting paid less because they're a woman or if they're getting paid less because less women are doing that line of work.
But they would average that out with math, man. That's what those studies do. That's why they're studies, man. You can't be a conspiracy theorist about
it's
these things.
Debatable.
Because then everything falls apart.
No,
man. You
it's
can't
debatable.
Pick and choose what stuff to believe.
I need to see these facts.
You probably
to make
can.
A decision.
These studies are huge, huge, huge. You can read all of the bases about all of them.
I don't know. We've gone on way too long a spiel about this.
I mean, Morris says, women says, you think other races can't compete with white people or women can't compete with men. It doesn't look like you're seeing them as equal. No, my point is that white men, on general, control the, what did he say? The competition. It's a rigged game.
Mm-hmm.
That's the idea behind it. It has nothing to do, if all things were equal, we wouldn't be having this discussion. The problem is that...
It's not rigged anymore. It definitely has been. And the institutional.
Yes, 150 years ago, we owned people that weren't white. Yes, it definitely hasn't been.
Yeah.
And it turns out we still haven't
but
gotten to
nowadays,
perfection yet.
Nowadays, I feel like legally, there's nothing that separates white men from everyone
you're right.
else.
Legally, that is, well... Not in every way, but in general, because you could still be fired from a job for being gay in Kansas, for example. So legal, yes,
no,
yeah,
way.
Man, yeah, man,
no way.
Yes, it is not part of the Discrimination Act. You can fire someone just because they're gay in Kansas. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome to 2018, man. Yeah, but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
Point. I agree with you. Legally, yes. The problem is that not legal system isn't a recourse for most people.
For most privately owned businesses, yeah.
Or for people who are employed by those privately owned mm-hmm. businesses, yeah.
But then again, that's also why YouTube can do whatever it wants with...
Yes,
you know,
that's a whole. But
online.
That's a whole other trail. My whole point, just to,
uh-huh.
well, the whole point is, I don't get why you or Morris or anyone who is arguing counterpoint to me is arguing counterpoint. It does not affect your life in any negative way to say, hey... If a woman says that she's not being treated equally, I should do whatever I can to try to help her.
I'm not being treated equally.
But you are. You you can change how you're being treated.
Well, yeah. That's on me, though.
Yes. Yes. If there was someone else, a woman, who worked right next to you and did the same tasks you did, but was making $3 less an hour than you, that would be unequal pay for the same job.
But she could also either argue for a raise or go and try and find another job that's going to pay her more.
But so could you.
Right.
Yeah.
So you see but the equality
why?
There?
No. Because the point is she shouldn't have to.
I shouldn't have to either.
And you're not!
Because I'm not pushing myself.
No, because you already make $3 more than her. The point is that if she made what you made and then wanted to make more,
right.
She could do those things. She shouldn't have to fight extra hard to do something so she can be
you
the same as
fight
you.
For everything you do, though. That's the thing.
Are you not? I don't think you're hearing what I'm saying.
I'm getting what you're saying.
If she is doing the same thing you are,
yes.
Okay, but she makes $3 less, okay? And your argument is she should just go ask for a raise. No, she should have been hired at the same wage you were. That is equality.
If we had the same backgrounds, yes. Then yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes. And that is the idea. That's the whole idea of inequality. At its surface, that is all it is. That's all it is that if a woman has the same background and the same skill set as a man to do the same job, she should make the same amount of money the man does.
Here's where now I am at.
Just come to the it doesn't
just,
hurt me to just
I
agree.
I just don't see. I don't know. I haven't looked it up.
Right.
These facts.
And neither have I. I just hear it secondhand.
Right. So if I were to do in-depth research about this topic.
Yes.
Then maybe my mind would be changed.
Okay.
But as I see it, I want more money.
Right.
If you want more money, go get more money.
Agreed.
I have to do the same thing.
Agreed.
So,
but that's a different.
To me, it just sounds like bitching that they don't get.
I get that.
What they feel they deserve,
and that's because,
and no one gets what they feel they deserve.
And that's because they just. How long was our conversation? 40 minutes. That's because they just crammed 40 minutes of this conversation we just had into a minute and a half long Oscar speech. That's the problem. Or they crammed it into 280 characters on Twitter. And that's the problem. That is the root of the problem with every single hot topic issue in America.
Yeah.
Is that everything is crammed into a blurb. Yeah, it's a headline or it opens up Fox and Friends for 3 minutes. That is the problem. You can't have this counterpoint, argument, counterpoint, back and forth about things because you don't have this type of media anymore, man. It doesn't exist.
Well, I mean, it does now on YouTube. I mean, that's a big thing.
True. I'm sure that's true. But there's very few discourse.
It's changed my mind in ways.
But I honestly don't know. I'm literally asking.
Right.
Like, how many of the people do you watch have people on the show where one shows this view and one shows this one, and they're not just sharing the same thing?
The guy I've watched is Steven Crowder.
And that's the problem.
Louder with Crowder.
One guy.
But he has multiple people
that he,
from the far left
that he pays or approves to be on his show.
That he approves to be on his show.
And there's some tainting with that at all times. Because you're only going to pick the people that you think you're going to beat. At some
that's
level.
That's a good point.
At some level, there's always someone. You got
to
come out the better
some
guy.
Some people don't want to debate. But yes, I am not.
And I'm not
saying.
I'm
trying
to
think of the arguments I've seen him do. With other people, the leftists.
Right. And just to say, what you're watching is wildly better than watching 15 minutes of headline news or seeing an Oscars.
But no, I mean, I watch him and then I watch Philip DeFranco.
But everything.
Philip DeFranco's he's not very left.
Right.
But he leans left.
Right. But my point is that what you're doing is you're doing the right thing because you're watching two different views.
Oh,
like two
I try to all the time.
But the problem is that it's not going to change most people's minds because most people only watch the person that agrees with them.
Right.
And that is also a problem. That's why this show is different than other shows and why we only have 4 viewers.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
I know.
Because we're back and forth with each other about different things, which is ridiculous because honestly, to me, my whole stance on every issue that's out there is if my life is my life, I got my problems and they're my problems. If someone comes to me that I know or I care about or I love or whatever and says, this is my problem, I'm going to do everything I can to help that person with their problem. I don't go away. So you're telling me that you make less than a man because I don't believe you. I don't do that.
Right.
Because why would I do that? I'm just going to go, man, that is not right. What can I do to help? And I apply that philosophy to anyone else in the world that has that problem.
Okay. No, I agree with you completely. I think the only thing that I'm arguing against is the generalization. I think that may be the only thing I'm arguing against.
Right. But there's so many generalizations.
Yeah. I argue against all of them. Right. I fucking hate them all.
But that's what I'm doing, too.
But then I just generalized all generalizations. Right. And some, you know, probably
and
good,
well, and
but
the reason, just for the record, and sorry I haven't read your chat, guys, but, like, for the record, the reason me and Colby can do this is because we both know that half of what we're arguing against isn't really what we know, care about, or believe.
Right. It's not, we don't. Like I said, I would need to research all the data for me to actually have a valid opinion on it.
Right.
But and as from what I know now,
because I honestly totally 100% believe that everything I say, agreeing with equality or not, because I'm firmly on the side of equality, whatever that means. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not the spokesman for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Right.
I can't be because I've never felt excluded due to my race, my gender, or any of that. I never have in my life. And so all I want is for people who haven't felt that way is to feel the way I feel.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want. And if I can do something to help people feel that way, I just don't understand. I think it's just the culture of the world right now. It's just you're wrong, or here's the facts, or actually, you know, I don't know. It's just, I wish we, what happened to just, man, let
it's
me give
like
you.
Equality is a very blanket term.
Yes.
And it's just like,
that's because,
I mean, I haven't felt equal in my life.
Right.
But not, I don't think in a,
but you
as
know, there's
major
a,
of
you
way.
You don't feel discriminated against
as
either.
That, well, I mean, I'm starting to now as a white man and then everyone's attacking white men in generalities. Kind of starting to feel the
definition.
But not definition.
Everyone. Because in this room right now, Morris is defending you, and you're defending yourself. You two are the only ones not being attacked. Like, if we're in a battle, I lose, because I'm alone. And you guys aren't. And that's another thing that, like, whenever the NRA, just totally changed, I'm just using this to paint an example. Whenever the NRA feels bullied, I'm just like, dude, you're a business.
Yeah.
You make money from people who like you. You can't be bullied when you're a for-profit business. Like, you can just shut up, or you can say whatever you want and do whatever you want. And the same applies to the people who are bullying the NRA, or not air quote bullying the NRA.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, dude, live your life.
I think the definition of bullying, though, is what it should be. You shouldn't put some ads like white men can't be discriminated against just because of history. And it's like, no, they can be.
No, I agree.
It's the definition of the word discrimination can fit
but
to white men.
I think the problem is that all the people who yell and are extremists, those are the people who shoot up to the top of YouTube. So all you see is the social justice warriors who are out there being like, whatever the white man says, don't listen.
I mean, it's a very small population of the crazy far left.
Agreed.
And just the same with the far right.
But you would agree, though, but, just like our president, the craziest people.
I mean, Alex
people,
Jones is up there.
Right, the craziest
with
people have the biggest pulpit.
Yeah.
And that's a huge problem.
Well, that's a human fucking shit, man.
Yes, but it's still a huge problem because how do people weed out these the crazy
what
people?
What did I walk in on? Oh, shit. A very good debate discussion.
Here's what you walked in on, High Baird. Colby hates women and people of color.
I never said that! Don't put words in my mouth, asshole! Oh, you fucking social justice warrior cuck!
I hate white men! Every night I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh! And let's all remember, let's all take a break real quick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's all take a break real quick to remember.
On National Women's Day, too?
Oh my god, it is International Women's Day. This is how out of touch. You know what? We're both assholes.
Oh, we are!
Yep. Yep.
I forgot that was today.
That's probably part of the point.
Oh, white men! Is there a white men's day, man? Is there a men's day?
Yeah, it's every day but Monday.
It's every day.
Yeah.
That just seals the tip. That just seals the show right there. It's not National Women's Day.
I mean, seriously, I am
oh my god.
I am of mind enough to go, okay, if someone who didn't know this show listened to the show and then tweeted about it,
mm-hmm.
the tweet is going to be, two white men argue about things white men don't know anything about for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And that's what I meant when I said I'm not qualified to talk about any of this.
But you are.
I'm not.
You're a human.
Yeah, and my philosophy...
You can have your opinion.
My philosophy is...
Just because you're white doesn't mean you have less of an opinion.
It might.
No.
It might not be whether I'm white, but it might...
No.
I might have less of an opinion.
No.
I host a podcast on Twitch.
No. You can have any opinion you fucking want.
Yeah, but my...
Whether that makes you a good person or an asshole, it depends on the opinions. But you can have any opinion
yes.
you want.
Yes.
Once you start forcing it physically on other people... That's when it becomes a lawful problem.
But my opinion is you should just love your neighbor
mm-hmm.
and not be a racist asshole.
I agreed.
That's really it.
Agreed.
Try to do those things.
I don't see how that's not the common ground.
Dude, there's Nazis out there, man.
But then there's also very far leftists who say, I want white people to die, man.
What's the opposite of Nazi? Is there a term for him?
I don't know. It's the far left. I don't think they're out there killing people like Nazis.
Can we coin the term Izan?
Izan?
It's Nazi backwards.
Oh, man. The Izans and the Nazis.
Yeah.
That's fucking perfect.
Let's do that, dude.
Oh. We can start something here! This is starting it! Right now!
Izan. How many Nazis do I think there are in the U.S.? I would guarantee there's at least more than two.
I would say there's... I'd say 5% of the population either way, crazy left, crazy right.
I don't know how many that would be, but...
That's my just general
all I know
guess if I were to
is
say...
I don't
gun
like,
to my head.
I don't like any Nazis, just
no.
on blanket statement.
I don't really like any Izans
either, like Izans either.
So, but then one's not, you know, hanging...
But if they are... For
black
white
people or killing
it's the
Jews.
Same, like, the thing is, a life is a life. Problem with Nazis is they have that whole Holocaust thing. Like, they should really choose a different term
yeah.
to start with. Because
I don't know why they like that swastika.
Yeah, like, you automatically
get
labeled with a lot of history then
yeah,
when claim to be a Nazi. Is that why they rebranded as white supremacist?
Maybe. But still, that's not any better.
Right, it's
that
not.
That KKK existed.
Yeah, because that's
that
like
wasn't
basically
good either.
Nazis.
Okay.
It's not the whole Jew thing, but it's not great.
I might have to change my opinion.
There are none. They have no power and no chance of getting any. You're just representing far left. But there are Nazis. Like, there are. Like, that's like, Morris, they can't say that because that's like saying there's no gamers.
None.
Because gamers don't have a chance of getting any power. Like, that's like saying
there are far many gamers than Nazis, I feel like.
Yeah, but by his definition, they have no power and no chance of getting any. Anyone who labels himself
there's
anything.
Definitely not none. There's not none Nazis.
Well, there's probably not none Nazis. That would be really...
That would be really confusing.
None Nazis?
I feel like there definitely had to be some nuns in the Nazis.
There had to be, right? Catholics in Germany? It had to be,
yeah,
right? None Nazis?
That's weird to think about. But anyways, there's definitely some... But I don't know.
I mean, there's people
man.
In prison that get swastikas tattooed onto their
yeah.
body. Like, if you do that, you may
you're
not.
Fucked up.
Yeah, you may not be a Nazi, but you're. Because you may not be throwing Jews into gas chambers, but you're probably representing something about that ideal.
But then again, I don't think you should punch a Nazi either. That whole thing?
I don't really think you should punch anyone.
Right. That's my main thing.
But then again, I'm also not going to go to a place where Nazis
right
are getting punched. So.
Is they do frequently have to defend
yes.
Nazis.
That's the problem.
Which is hard
that's
to
the
do.
That's the problem with the right for me. Is
yeah.
that you should never be in a position where you have to say, don't punch Nazis.
Right.
Because then that kind of admits you have Nazis.
Yeah.
And that's not a place you want to
really
be in either.
Hard because, yes, terrible thoughts, beliefs.
Do I feel the same
opinions.
About the hammer and sickle and the swastika flag? Yes. I feel the same way about the Confederate flag. You could believe whatever.
Oh, communism? Did you bring communism?
It's whatever.
Communism, Morris? Come on, man.
You can believe whatever it says on Wikipedia the thing represents, and
mm-hmm.
that's fine. but that's not how people are going to perceive you. And good on you if you don't care how people perceive you. That's fine. Live your life. Hey. All right. I'm okay with that. Point is, I'm going to perceive you right. as a Nazi if right. you have a swastika flag, and I'm not going to apologize for that because normal people are probably going to perceive you as a Nazi.
Yeah.
And if I didn't, probably a little bit of a Nazi.
But then I come back to your point of if I'm the Nazi. Who cares?
Well,
I'm just gonna do me.
As long as you're doing you and your opinions, mm-hmm. and you're not building bombs or shooting black people in churches,
mm-hmm.
you do you, man. That's the point of free speech right. and having a free country.
I mean, see that's the problem with the right is because they do have to defend the freedom of the speech to do that
yes.
without harm.
Yes.
But then once harm happens,
yes.
it's not great
and
for the cause.
And just for the record,
nor is being a Nazi.
As far as I know. I don't think there's been any mass shootings in defense of the far left. Don't think.
No, there's been violence, but I don't know of any deaths.
Yeah, well, there's like 20 mass shootings already this year.
But then again, those are for Nazis.
A lot of them are, though.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Yeah. It's kind of scary, actually, how many are for Nazis.
No!
Like, or people who have been to white supremacist message boards. Which, granted, I've probably been to a white supremacist message board. So, you know, now I'm thinking about it, maybe that doesn't matter as much.
Who's a white supremacist? What? Where have I been, man?
Dude, so many of these people.
Some dude shot up a church in Texas.
Yeah.
So how is that Nazi-ish?
Well, it's not. But the dude who did it had Nazi stuff on his computer.
Hmm.
And again, that doesn't necessarily
Vegas
mean
man.
Anything.
Oh, Vegas man was a Nazi?
Probably.
He
I don't
shot
know.
Country singing folk. I don't think he's a Nazi.
Might be a Nazi, man.
Fucking Pulse nightclub? That was a Muslim.
I don't know.
Who
dude.
Didn't like gay people.
Don't. Nazism
also,
knows
Muslims
no race.
Don't like gay people.
It's true.
So.
There's lots of problems in the world, man. We ain't gonna solve any of them. I can't tell you this. Being a Nazi, not good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident standing by that statement.
Hey, Ren. How's it going, man?
Let's see. A mass shooting is a left or right issue. I don't think. I agree. Or a human is garbage type of thing. I agree. There's a kid 2 million on Monty's 400 outrage.
Yes, humanity is garbage. That's a good point.
Dude, I don't.
There's a percentage of them.
Morris, like, this is not joking. Seriously. Like, I don't feel.
I did not
this
see
might,
that coming.
This might be a difference between America and England, or Europe in general. I don't really feel communism at all here, ever.
Socialism is pretty damn close to being communism.
But I don't ever, like, I feel like there are Nazis. When I go to Walmart and I see a dude who hasn't washed his hair in 30 days, is wearing a wife beater.
We're in Kansas.
Well, right. That's, okay, maybe
go
it's a New York
California.
Thing, you know, or California, I don't know, dude.
Yeah, I think it would be a little different.
I don't feel like I ever feel communism as a problem, and I'm worried that there's something else I gotta worry about.
Yeah, I mean, socialism would be pretty damn close to communism.
Did you just see that the Chinese president just got rid of term limits? And that Donald Trump said, maybe we'll try that over here?
Oh, fuck. Are you kidding me?
No.
No, no, I did not see
that. He said that like one of his private speeches at Mar-a-Lago. Like, he said it as a joke. Like, hey, maybe they'll get smart and do it over here one day. You know, but...
Wow.
Oh, no, dude, the world is hilarious. I don't think I've fallen for it more. I think you're getting me being brainwashed confused with me being uneducated. I really think you are. I don't get out much. Like you say that I've been brainwashed by the left. I don't get any outside exposure to anything.
Man, watch my guy. He's funny.
I'm not gonna do that because
Can
then I can't
up
say
a
that
clip
anymore.
Of his show because
no, I
it's
wanna.
The fucking. It's 2 minutes.
All right.
It's the funniest shit, and it makes fun of conservatism.
All right. Where do I go?
YouTube.
How do you?
God,
spell that?
It's so funny. It made me laugh.
Well,
like
right,
crazy.
But Morris, I think that's because I truly believe them. It's not because anyone's given me that opinion. I mean, seriously.
Right.
I wake up at 7 a.m. I do some exercises. I get on my computer. I build websites. Okay. And then you watch me, my life, for 7 hours a day. Everything I do, you see me do. And then after that, I sit and I play Overwatch. Or I lay in bed and beg Chris to look at my body. And then I give up and I go play Overwatch.
Yeah.
And then I go to bed and I repeat.
Louder with Crowder.
Louder with Crowder.
Louder with Crowder. C-R-O-W-D-E-R. Damn,
I don't think it's fair to assume that I've been brainwashed, because people can have their own opinions, which I believe I have.
I think just some of the things that you said, and I've done it too tonight, is you've heard clips, you know?
I'm judging him.
You've heard things said
right
by leftists and then repeated them without knowing the full extent of the entire issue.
I mean, I can't say no, because I'm sure I have.
I have too. That's the thing. Is, yes. So,
but I'm
that's
sure
coming across to Morris, I feel like, as you just repeating the PC agenda. But I don't think it's just,
I mean, I don't disagree. I mean, you can label me however you want. I'm not taking umbrage with your label. Right. I'm taking umbrage with the fact that I didn't come to them of my own conclusion. Look at my time. Look at my Twitter feed, man. Video games. Video games. Video games. Video
it's
games.
64D underwater blindfolded.
Video games.
Video games. And maybe
video
Trump.
Like, I have no stunned politics at all, man.
So this is when I'm Trump, like, just came out and said that we should take the guns or whatever.
On gun control. He ditched like, Trump said we should take guns?
And now he's wanting to add some more extreme guns.
Did you miss that?
Dude, I don't watch anything, man!
Okay.
All I see is, like, occasionally
he was
I see
having,
Reddit. That's all
he
I
was
see.
Having, a, like, a cross bipartisan meeting or something like that about gun control.
Hold on. Hold on. You're telling me Trump had a meeting?
Yeah. It was filmed.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. He thought it was for a reality show. All right, I'm with you.
He had a meeting between bipartisan people, and then Pence was, like, bringing up the fact that, like, a red, red something, red line, maybe? It's like if a person has violent issues criminally with the past, that they could take their right to own a gun away.
Okay.
And then
wait, and he was for or against that?
He was for that, except he went further and said that we should take the guns first before we go through a criminal process of due process and actually get a court order to take the guns, because
well, but he said that because he doesn't know how courts work. Right.
Right. He went against due process of the entire, you know,
he doesn't know what that
judicial
is.
System.
He pays people to know what that is.
The right wingers weren't happy about it.
You gotta understand that Trump's as dumb as us. He just accidentally became president.
Yeah. This is the guy who's heading the Republican Party, and you're afraid of keeping him accountable? Don't be cowardly.
No.
This is the time
we
to
need
make,
a neon
this
sign,
is
dude.
Pretty bad. This is a fundamental right.
My thing with Trump is I think he's a narcissist without
show them
really any
no?
convictions.
Yeah.
Hold on, dude.
What?
Oh, yeah, I'm not showing this. I'm such a dummy. Here we go. I'm just staring at their studio. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, it's really
I'm really into this type of stuff. Hold on, also, let me catch up on chat. Do some exercises. Morning time with Jill isn't an exercise. I don't get that reference. I'm sorry, dude. I'm stupid. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get it
Jill,
either. I don't get it.
My brain goes to Stein, so I don't
gross,
know.
Gross, dude.
Jill Stein?
I mean,
Jill Stein, man? You want for the fucking liberal Jill Stein?
Wait, which side am I arguing?
I don't know.
I'm arguing the beggars can't be choosers side. That's the side that I'm arguing with Jill Stein in the morning, all right?
Jill Stein, what?
We're talking about having sex with Jill Stein.
What are we doing that for?
Because you wanted to. Don't you remember saying you wanted to?
No,
yes,
I
you
said
did.
Morning time with Jill.
My hand is Jill?
Oh. Aha.
No.
I get it now.
That's during the stream, during my breaks.
Mm-hmm.
That's when that is. Let's see. Brainwashed turn thrown around these days. Mean ideological rhetoric. I probably agree with that. What am I drinking? I'm drinking the urine from
half a bottle of fucking gin. That's what he's drinking.
God, this was up to here, wasn't it?
No, it was full, I thought. If not very close to the top.
That's too much gin.
That's a lot of gin.
I hate gin. Gin is gross. Beer is good. Let's go drink some beer. Sorry. No one will understand that reference.
Oh, God.
All right. Gin is gross. I don't have any money. So I'm just drinking what's left in my liquor cabinet. I bought this gin in 2013 because I'd never had gin before. I took one swig of it, goes, never again. Employed Seth walked to the store and bought something good. Unemployed Seth is out of liquor, mm-hmm. So now he's drinking gin. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad someone got that reference, dude. I love this hoggy moat more than life itself. Okay, I never looked at this studio. Okay, first of all, he's got, like, the most beautiful TriCaster I've ever seen in front of him, dude.
Yeah.
Like, look at that thing, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm very jealous, too. He does.
Do you think that... Okay, you watch this show.
Uh-huh.
All right. Do you think this guy who is right there, the one talking with the hand, okay, do you think he actually knows what he's doing, or does the Papa Man in the background actually run everything and they just gave him pretty lights?
I think Papa Man does audio. Jared, who's the... Okay. Not, his actual name on the show is not Gay Jared.
Okay.
So I don't really know if he's gay or not, but that's just their in thing. He runs the video because it's all live when he pulls up clips or things like that.
How many?
I think that's boinks. That'd be my guess.
Okay. How many of those buttons do they really use? Well, the TriCaster, this top row is the active feet. Well, that's not true. Let me think. It's been a few years since I used a TriCaster. The bottom row is the active feed. So this camera right here is the one that's active. This is the one you're going to pan to, okay? And then this button, the middle row, is the transition you're going to use to change in between them, all right?
Oh, shit.
So however many cameras they have or transitions they have or scenes they have, because it's not cameras. Cameras is a term. It's a scene. It's a scene. However many scenes they have are assigned to these top buttons, then the transitions for those scenes
they
are
have a decent them. Amount, that's for sure.
Right. Well, in some of these scenes, like TriCaster nowadays can do audio and video.
Mm.
So like they could literally have a scene that's a muted video shot, you know, or a non-muted or one with echo or whatever, and it's that dude's job to do it. So I'm guessing this guy right here, because he just has like four channels in front of him, he probably just does main audio.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy is running all of the display from that TriCaster right
there. There's also a third guy over there behind the monitor.
Oh my God, yeah, there's a forehead right here.
I have no idea what he does. No idea. Like, they always pull up a camera at him, too. I have no idea.
All I know, I'll tell you this right now. You guys can write letters when this happens. We will never, ever give the producer of our show, or the engineer, which is technically what this guy is, the engineer of our show, the ability to put himself on camera.
Yeah.
Ever. That is asking for your engineer to say more than he's worth. All right? And that is a way to ruin shows. Because your engineer butts in when you don't want him to. You're only going to take that 5 or 6 times for your life. Shut up, Jared! And you just freak out and you throw a chair into the wall and you burn him with a lamp.
It started to be just Crowder when he first started out.
See, it happened on this show.
Jared
had
a microphone, but never a video. Over the course of time, people wanted to see Jared, and so he got a camera, and he was also...
Oh, people wanted to see him. Yeah, I bet Jared provided the evidence of that, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I've been in this business a long time, man.
Just play the video!
I don't think there's a lot of forethought. Well, that's one side of the issue.
Go.
Let me present the other side. Here's what's really happening. You sheep.
Don't look at my legs!
President Trump, I want to be respectful. President Trump is out doing this to out the deep state plants in the swamp. This is part of his master plan. He will see which Republicans go along with the liberal gun control plan. Tick-tock, tick-tock, little Marco, am I right? Then he will confiscate all semi-automatic weapons. He will then purge his administration from everyone who went along with it and send them to the gulag, where they will be forced to build the wall with all the semi-automatic weapons that he confiscated. Then Trump will use all of his own fortune combined with the money from the tariffs that we just heard about today to buy fully automatic weapons to replace all the ones that he confiscated. He'll give them back to you, and we will usher in a new golden age as the swamp is transformed into a modern-day Garden of Eden. You've heard of this 4D chess? This isn't 4D chess. This is no longer 4D chess. It's 64D underwater blindfolded backgammon while launching 7 different kinds of smoke bombs from his Tommy gun launcher. And maybe you just can't handle it, you filthy, swampy globalist cuck! You globalist cuck! MAGA! MAGA!
Cack!
Praise cack.
So we don't need that guy in this shot,
it's
man! He
sarcasm!
Ruins the show.
It's sarcasm!
No, I know,
sarcasm.
I get it. Also...
I'm not the biggest fan of Trump.
I'm not going to ask that question.
What?
No, I'm not going to do it.
What?
I can't do it. No, I'm going to mute the mics. I don't want him to hear me say it. How much of what you want? Oh, it's muted on audio. Hold on, I got to mute the audio too.
Oh shoot!
All right, I've turned the mics back on because I don't know how to mute this. All right, we're back. Thanks, Colby, for muting the mics.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That was the quickest I've ever seen him talk. Also, the hardest I've ever laughed at anything.
Look at
he's
his
done.
Face right now. His face right now. I relate to that face. That's the I can't stand what's happening in the world face.
Yeah.
That's why do I have to do this show and even talk about this face?
He's definitely a conservative, but he's not the biggest Trump fan. Like, I mean, he likes that, you know, the conservative things he does, but then when he doesn't, then it's not, but...
That's crazy, dude.
I just thought it was fucking funny.
I'm glad you showed me it, but I'm also mad at you for showing me it.
Yeah.
I don't like to see other people's shows remind that we're in my son's bedroom.
Hey, man, come on. We may get there one day.
Well, how many viewers you got? We got 8! We doubled our viewers! We're 4 minutes over time, and we doubled the viewers! We didn't move the show to 9:04 p.m., man!
So I'm saying we should start at 8, bro. Then I can go to the gym on Thursdays. Yeah, let's do it. 8 o'clock for show. Type it in chat. Let's see who wants it. We'll come here. We'll do it later.
It's not 8. It's 9.
Yeah, but they'll catch the last hour rather than the last 5 minutes.
The last hour is the worst part of the show.
It's the best part.
No, we run out of steam and it's just poop.
It's good.
You won me over with that argument. You're right. It's good. You got me, man.
Man, I can pop another beer and we can keep going. I don't give a shit.
What's the word for the program he creates? A show. How many shows does he do a week?
He just... okay, so he has his own mug club is what he calls it.
Okay.
So you pay... It's way too expensive. $100 a year.
No, that's not too expensive, man.
That's too expensive.
It's not. Tier 3 sub to us, you get a great emote.
$100 a year. And then you get all his content. I think he does a short show Monday. I would say he does this length of show. Short show, probably 30 minutes. Full show, hour and 20-ish.
Okay.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays. Short show, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then he puts up free clips of some shows.
Wait, so how do you watch YouTube. The paid stuff?
I don't.
But how do you?
Oh, you go to his website.
And does he get views on that?
I have no idea. He has now moved to a different studio at the beginning of this year.
He's making money from something. Oh, but YouTube makes money, right?
Not on conservative content.
How do we tell if this guy's monetized? Did you see Alex Jones got demonetized?
Good.
And he rephrased it as YouTube blocked him. It's like, no, you can put up your stuff, dude. YouTube just ain't going to make money from it.
That's funny.
That means I make as much money off YouTube as freaking... I forgot his name.
Alex Jones.
Take it out, back in Omaha, whippers arse.
He has been on this show, though, once before. But that's because they both don't like the Young Turks, which is a very far left.
You've shown me them.
News program on YouTube.
YouTube scares me, man.
Yeah.
Also, is this a link now? Can you put hashtag links in YouTube titles now?
Apparently. I haven't noticed that, but apparently you can. But yes, you are correct. We have hit 2 hours, and yeah, we've run out of steam. Even though I don't think we've hit...
No, we haven't run out of steam!
...a single piece of news that we've got.
Okay, first of all, we got on this because we tried to talk about the Oscars. Uh-huh. And then you started raging about...
On an hour rage because of the Oscars.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have brought it up, man.
Sorry, man.
You shouldn't have brought it up.
Do Twitch for your videos? I don't know, man. I was thinking about doing, I was thinking about pulling a full Instagram. Hashtag Witcher, hashtag Let's Play, hashtag Wild Hunt, hashtag Twitch, hashtag stream.
Well, I mean, shouldn't that be what the fucking description's for?
Yeah, that's my problem with it, is that it waters down then everyone is just circle-jerking for views, man.
Right!
That's the our show, Colby's heard me argue this 100 times, our show is better than 99% of all the dribble out there in the world. There are 6... quadrillion podcast, all of them worse than what comes out of my butt. Alright, all of them are, except for 10. Okay,
I mean, you're way too good at this to not be famous.
It's because all of these jerks, instead of making content, they're getting SEO, and that's how they get to the top.
It's my fault. Yes, Morris, you got it. It's my fault. Wait, what's my fault? The fact that we're not popular, or the fact that
long. Even though this show is, well, not monetary. See, that's the thing. It's like, do you judge it based on views or money? And that's the thing.
Right now, it's views.
I would think views, right? Because we don't make enough money to live off of regardless. So this show's more successful than my stream.
Nah.
Yeah.
Why? What? Views?
Yeah, you get more. I mean, not. I guess in total, I have more views.
You're getting me fired up. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's fine. It's fine. Good. I mean, we don't ever discriminate against people with their opinions.
No.
We argue with that idiot Legion, and then they gave us a dollar, and then we dropped offline. Like, we don't care.
If you just turn into random nonsense bullshit, then yeah, that's not great.
But we'll call you out on it and allow you to say your piece. Like, we don't...
Also, not what you said at all, Morris, is random bullshit. That's not what...
Well, that part where he called me a cuck was...
That's for sure. That was unnecessary.
Yeah, how dare you?
Let's make that perfectly clear. We don't need that language on this podcast.
I believe you yelled cuck.
Oh, 1,000%. So, I just played a video with Globalist Cuck in it.
Yeah, but he said that. You said it earlier. But you actually said it earlier.
I also cussed so much. It was sarcasm.
I don't know if it was. That fish stuff hit you pretty close.
Oh, then fuck that fish shit, man. Don't bring it back up.
I'm sorry. That fish, man.
Good ladies making love with fish? What is this? North Korea?
They can't afford fish over there, man. What are you talking about?
It's all they eat, man. They don't have money for cows. Chicken.
I want to desperately get off politics, but I got to tell you this, man. I was looking up stories for today's show, and there was a story. I don't click it because we don't talk about politics on this show. I don't know if you guys know that. We never talk about it. But it said Kim Jong Un and North Korean leadership invite Trump out for a meeting. And I just skimmed by that, and I'm like, in 6 months, are we going to look back to, hey, remember that episode we did in March when the world wasn't destroyed because of that meeting that they had with Kim Jong-un? Like, I mean, I literally just thought that for a half second.
Yeah, that would definitely happen.
Like,
That's just an assassination, like, invitation, right?
Or him just going there.
Because they called him out for death
right,
in North Korea.
And him, like, accidentally groping Kim Jong-un.
It would be the biggest
dude.
Dick measuring competition, I think, of our lifetimes.
Yeah, it can't end good.
No.
Because no one can tell Kim Jong-un, hey, man, he didn't mean it, because that dude gets beheaded.
And no one can tell Donald Trump, hey, man, don't mean it, because he'll get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll get on Twitter
Rosie?
And be like,
Rosie?
So-and-so said he didn't mean it, but
cow.
I know he did.
You fat cow!
That's all I'm saying, man. I'm just...
Yeah, it cannot go well.
I just don't
There
want...
needs to be representatives.
I know the world has to end at some point.
Yeah.
I just would rather it not end when we're alive.
Right?
You know?
It'd be great, like, you know...
Like, it's less because we would die.
1,000 years down the line.
Because we all gotta die at some time, and whenever it happens, it happens, you know? I would just rather, you know, the history of the people who come after us, the chimp-human hybrids or whatever that come after us, to not be like, those guys did it. You know, that's all I want. What are you looking at? Do I need to close the MAGA hashtag?
I think you
results?
Might, because, hold on. 3/5/2018, 3 days ago, day two, Trails, Arizona, USA, hashtag MAGA.
This has 5 views,
that's
Colby.
All about Kim Trails? And it's just like they thought Obama was doing that shit. Now Trump's in charge, and they're still seeing fucking lines behind planes. It's just literally the line. Have you ever heard of that conspiracy theory?
March 5th, 2018, still being chemtrailed from the previous day, we will call today day two of chemtrails.
Believes in chemtrails? Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Up to 6 planes throughout the day. Some following one behind the other. Synergistic?
Sorry. Oh, God.
You're going to have to explain to me what this is again, because I'm half a bottle of Tanqueray deep.
Okay, chemtrails, they think they're putting, like, chemicals into planes and shooting them out when they fly in the air to make us...
But
gay
isn't,
or
isn't Kim,
less human.
Isn't chemtrails literally...
Like water?
Water
yeah,
vapor
water.
In the air that freezes because it's cold up there?
It's water, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But no, they
these aren't even
this
good
is
photos
where,
of chemtrails.
This is where you get the conspiracies, man. This dude's like, clouds exist! We're being turned gay! Like, I don't know what this is. But, like, how these people can still have a brain... While Trump is in office and thinks that he wouldn't stop that shit.
This was published 2 days ago and has 5 views. If I go to our channel and our episode from Sunday doesn't have more than 5 views, we're never doing another show again. All right? I just want you guys to know this.
What?
I just want you guys to know. All right? We have 4 views. Okay.
Are you kidding me?
No more show.
Oh!
No more show.
How many does our replay on Twitch have, though?
None.
None?
I mean, I'm sure none. I could look, but none. Videos.
You gotta combine them, man.
Okay, videos here. Let's look.
Gotta combine them.
How many does that say, dude? Can't tell. How many does that say?
Damn it.
Oh, wait. This is now. This is the episode now. This is the past broadcast.
We got one. We got one. Five, man. We got five views. Yes, the show will continue. MAGA.
Is it because we didn't hashtag MAGA?
Ah, man. I bet you if you added some hashtags into this bitch, this show would skyrocket.
Oh. I'm so mad that Chemtrail Idiot has more views.
Dude.
Than I mean, but wait a second. If I go here and refresh, does it up our view count? Like, if I go here, okay. Like, are we going to have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 views now?
Definitely.
Like, is it possible that he did that?
I mean, it's possible that he did that from, like, all of his 5 devices.
Yeah, because I don't watch our own show.
Either.
Yeah, I don't even listen to it. It happens, it's gone.
Yeah, I try to forget I did it.
Yeah.
I don't want
to. I don't have to try.
I don't want to hear what I had to say.
I do so much content now.
Yeah. I bet you that's fucking hard to deal with.
Bleeds together, man.
I'm sure. It's your life on video, though, man. You know, I watch all these vloggers on YouTube,
yeah?
And it's just like they do it every. Like, they maybe take a day off every 3 days.
Dude, I mean, Ren in our chat, like, he streams, he's essentially competing with me in two ways. Like, he streams for the last part of my show and then the first part of this one.
Yeah.
But I respect him nonetheless because he's Ren. Still streaming.
He's
like,
so
I can't
funny.
I can't tell you how hard it is.
They turn the hogs gay, man.
Why am I still showing the friggin' chemtrail picture?
Oh, God.
Every day from 3 to 8, man. 5 hours every day. That's mountain time, by the way, so that's 4 to 9. Just so you know. I don't stop streaming until 5. The show starts at 7. We should ban Ren. Competition.
Is it an entire month every day for 4 hours? I wanted to die.
Yeah, it's hard. It ain't easy.
Dude, I wouldn't do it.
It ain't easy,
that's
man.
That's why I don't do it.
Yeah, it ain't easy.
It is way too difficult. Do it!
Let's see. How long have I streamed today, chat? Let's talk about Seth for a while. Let's see. We've done this show now. Has been live. This show has been live for 2 hours and 25 minutes. Now if I go to my personal channel, which is at twitch.tv/zswigs.
Plug.
And I go to videos.
My personal channel.
Get out of here, me. Today I streamed for 6 hours and 13 minutes. So that's 8 hours and 30-some minutes that I've streamed today. I've been in looking at this. I've been sitting in this chair for 8 hours.
You're gonna go crazy.
No, I've never felt better.
You're gonna.
I mean, besides
go
the
crazy.
Whole, hey, as hope my car doesn't break or I don't stub my toe real hard or Chris doesn't leave me. You know, besides those being desperately poor types of things, I've never been better. Besides, hey, can I do the show tonight without Colby checking his email in the middle of the show?
Hey, man, I just got charged $60 by 1&1, so I'm really upset about it.
What do you websites even have anymore?
I don't fucking know.
Well, look, we got to figure this one out.
Because
I want to know what you did.
I searched 1&1 in my fucking email. It didn't show me my goddamn purchase receipt. I don't know how this works. 1&1. Customer information? Maybe? No? That's not it.
Wait, I thought they emailed you. The
PayPal.
Invoice will say it.
PayPal.
Where's it at?
It's at $59.99.
Oh my God,
PayPal
dude.
1&1. Why? Like, that's like hosting for, like, everything forever.
$60?
I just got an email, but I get so many fucking emails.
Dude, you gotta unsubscribe from those, man. Your life will get so much better unsubscribing from that garbage.
I swear I saw fucking... 1&1 upcoming payment notice. Why that wouldn't when it, and when I searched it, I don't have a clue.
It's at the very bottom. It'll be a PDF.
Do I have to download it?
You have to click okay. It. What's it say, man?
Got basic fee $11.99 a month.
Six months. Terms, and then you bought a domain.
Okay, good. No. That's it. Special offer discount for.
Okay, good. If I got a bill for $60 right now.
12. I don't want it to be for, like,
right, I
one
know.
Month.
Yeah, I know.
That would
yeah.
be terrible.
Yeah.
But okay, 6 months, that's a little bit more, you know, I can handle that. Pornhub?
Do you know Pornhub gave everyone free porn on Valentine's Day? Free premium on Valentine's Day?
I think
Day.
I saw that.
Isn't that
trending?
Brilliant, man?
Mm-hmm. That's brilliant,
that's
man.
So brilliant.
What a great company.
Dude, it is, dude. All those lonely people. Eleanor Rigby.
It possibly saved some lives that day.
Did man. Anyone get that reference? Please say yes.
All the lonely people.
Thank you, man. I know you got that's. How many times have you heard me play that song?
Way too many.
Okay, how many times have you heard that song outside of me playing it?
Zero.
Okay, that's what I thought. Hey, you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I went to explain the commitment I have to Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I sold to get my monitor?
What'd you sell?
My Beatles Complete Scores book.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man.
What?
Yeah, man. It was sad.
No.
It was sad, dude.
Damn it.
Did you know that Pornhub is a YouTube of porn, man?
What?
That's what Ren said. I haven't bought it yet. I have to. Actually, I got the email from Amazon during this show that says.
Did you buy it?
No, that's something different.
Did you actually buy it, or did you not buy it?
I haven't bought it. Okay, here's what happened. You guys want to hear a story of my personal life? Because we're just not doing topics
okay,
today.
One, don't buy it. I have a TV.
I literally text you!
I know, but I didn't want to give it to you.
I sold my Beatles book already, man!
Oh, shit! I have a TV! Unsell it! Did you ship it yet?
Yes!
Damn it!
I can't do my job without a monitor, man!
Damn it!
That's alright. What kind of TV is it?
It's a Samsung.
Will it hang here?
I think it's that size exactly, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, that's literally what I need.
I have it. I never use
why
it.
Why did you tell me no?
Because I didn't want you to have it in case I needed it. But I don't need it. It's one of those things, man. It's like if I ever get desperate enough, I could sell it for like, I don't know, $10. And then that's a meal for the day. You get what I mean?
I do.
Yeah, see? But yes, I have a TV, so don't buy it. I'll bring it at some point.
Tomorrow, please.
Yeah, tomorrow. Get some meth? What? We're poor. We can't afford meth. Can't we make meth? Isn't like Breaking Bad basically like a tutorial video?
Quit trying to change the subject, man. I'm still on it. I asked him! Do you have a TV? No! Okay! Trade in my Beatles books!
Go get them back, man.
Go get them back. I'm gonna run to Kentucky. My God. Anyway, I'll tell this story because it's what I go through in my life.
Okay.
Okay, these are the problems I have.
Just
all
move
right?
off the fact that I just kind of lied to you.
I don't know. I might, I don't know. I'll spend the money on something. I'll buy Chris a backpack or anything.
See, there you go. You got more money.
Yeah, man. Okay. Here's the thing. Okay. So I sold a combination of games and books.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amazon doesn't want a lot of things. Like, there was things that I was like, dude, they're going to want this copy of GTA 4 for the PlayStation 3. They didn't want that.
Okay.
I couldn't believe it. It's got the manual and everything. Like, I take good care of my stuff, all right? Because I'm a hoarder, and I don't get rid of anything, except the last 6 months I've become very zen, and now I realize possessions mean nothing. Food and electricity mean everything, and so I'm getting rid of things to support my hobby, which is my job. And so what I did... Oh, you DoTube says that game is old and overproduced. It's worth nothing used. You know what was worth something?
You back off, GTA 4! That was a fantastic game! Whatever the fuck his name is, Vladimir Putin, no, he was fantastic as
Bellic,
a character.
Miko? Milo?
Me.
Me something.
Miko.
I think it was Miko.
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 Was
Nico.
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 Nico
Bellic.
That's
was
right.
his name. That was his name. Anyway, DoTube says it was bad. What I did sell, all right, in addition to other things, was Midnight Club Los Angeles for 90-some cents, okay?
Nice.
Every little bit helps, okay? So here's what I did. Amazon trade-in thing. I don't know if you guys have ever been to their site. Basically, you just click a plus button, you search, and you hit add. Mm-hmm. Okay? Well, the first time I did, I hit add, it went to the cart, and I'm like, no, I can't buy a monitor with 90 cents, so I got to sell more stuff.
Okay.
So I went back to the page and clicked another button that said add to your trade-in library, which then stacks it, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unbeknownst to me, over the next hour, as I went through my entire bookshelf and my entire game bookshelf and tried to sell everything known to man that I could part with, all right, I had added that twice to my cart. And so I hit... When I hit trade in, and it showed me my receipt, it said quantity 2 for Midnight Club Los Angeles. And I was like, oh no, man. And so, they give you a gift card immediately mm-hmm. for your games. The books, like, I got $30 immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But the $70 I won't get until they get the box and they take out my treasured Beatles book that I didn't need to sell. And they look at it and they go, yeah, this is the Beatles book that this man loved and adored that he sold to pay for a TV.
You did
that he
didn't need. When's the last time you fucking read that shit, bitch?
Yesterday.
Minus that. Before then.
I was married.
You know all the information, man.
It's beside the
point. You could get the money back.
Anyway.
Don't put that heat on me.
Anyway. So they give you that gift card immediately. And the rest of it they give later. I tell you this because I went to click cancel on that one item, and it said, we will charge your debit card $32 or whatever dollars for the gift card that we have given you to refund this order.
What?
Because it could only cancel the whole thing.
Not one item. Oh my god.
And I have $3.11 in my checking account right now, so I was like, good luck, Amazon! And so I called the customer service, and I got Judy, whose name was not Judy. Her name was Percocet, or whatever their names are over there in Bengali, right?
Okay.
And
gotcha.
She told me she couldn't do it on her end either, but she left a note that when they received the box, and there's not two Midnight Club Los Angeles, which, by the way, I've never been more embarrassed to own in my life.
Yeah.
To tell you, what was the item that you had? It was Midnight Club Los Angeles. Like, I never felt more embarrassed in my life. You know, I'd rather order a dildo over the phone. But they told me that they would email me and be like, hey, there's not Midnight Club Los Angeles in this box. You just want us to take it from that balance. And I'm like, that's what they're going to do. And she's like, yeah, most likely. And I'm like, well, I hope so. Because hey, not another.
Don't charge my goddamn debit card.
What happened? Nothing. They can't see the desk.
Almost dropped all of your gin.
So, in other words, Amazon sucks. Amiibos? I've been telling Chris we could sell my Amiibos, but she says that I don't actually want to sell them, so she's not letting me sell them.
Sure.
She isn't.
Uh-huh.
I told her I'd sell them. She wants to go to Grand Lake on vacation this year. And so I'm telling her she can just sell anything in the house, you know. I told her she could sell my Amiibos. She's like, no, you like them too much. And I do like them, but...
I mean, it took you a lot of work to get some of them.
Oh, yeah, it did. But I also started that collection when I was employed.
Yeah.
I had the entire collection. Now I don't because there's more that come out.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out they keep producing those little bitches, and, like, I don't have enough money now to buy them. So they announced a Dark Souls one today that I really want. Grand Lake, like in Colorado? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep. Yep, we're not going to Grand Lake, Oklahoma. I can tell you that. I'd rather get a test at Occamy.
Hey, man.
What?
Tahlequah. Oklahoma.
Yeah, what about it?
It's pretty cool.
No, it's not.
It's pretty cool.
You've never been there.
I 1,000% have.
What lake they got there, man?
They don't have a lake.
Exactly.
They have a river, which you float down.
Oh, that's right. That's where you went on your float trip.
Yes.
I forget that, man. Do you know my grandma on my dad's side, the one I don't really know?
Yeah.
She won $25,000 at an Indian riverboat casino.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A chick I work with goes to the casino every weekend. Sometimes wins. I mean, she won a lot. But, I mean, doubles are money, triples are money. $50.
Stupid, dude.
Goes up to $200.
The best I ever did was get my money back,
right.
And then I wanted to gamble it again.
Fuck that goddamn casino.
Didn't you win something that last time we went?
I lost $40 the one time we went the first time.
Okay.
Lost all of it. Then I went, and then I think I only put in $20 and left with $40.
Okay.
And so I was
so
like,
so you're down $20 overall.
Yep, I'm done.
You should go to the Great Sand Dunes National Park here. It's my favorite Colorado spot. I've never been there, but I know all about it. Down there by Pueblo, it's It's beautiful, dude.
I've been to Pueblo. I went into the fucking Indian... The
Great Sand Dunes, things. You can literally see, like, sand meets snow. It looks like the Sahara Desert, but it's crazy. It's in Colorado. It's amazing how bad Kansas is.
Yeah.
When 300 miles west is not this place. It just doesn't make any sense.
Dude, it's just so fucking flat. Barren.
Can I talk about national
parks?
How
are we flat and barren yet still able to produce grain and corn?
We're wheat, dude. It's wheat. It's all do is wheat. Yep. This cattle. Climate. Cattle, right?
Yeah.
And we do a lot of ranching.
Yeah. You ever seen The Ranch on Netflix?
I
God, it's so fucking not. It's funny.
I haven't.
Not, but it is, but it isn't, but it is. Sam, whatever his fucking name is. Mr. Mustache.
Elliot. Sam Elliot. Yeah,
Sam Elliot.
That's the reason I wanted to watch
it. Best part of the show.
Danny Masterson, though, came out pretty big rapist.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
It's kind of interesting how they're going to take the show forward.
Well, it's weird because Netflix... I don't want to get on this topic, so I'm just going to say this one. It's weird how Netflix handles this because like they got rid of Kevin Spacey from House of Cards like immediately. But they're about to release the next season of Arrested Development, and Jeffrey Tambor was one of those people, and he's going to be in the show. So it's
it's
kind of like...
Yeah, him too. That's crazy.
Like, that's what's stupid.
Well, still, Hollywood, whatever his fucking... Danny.
Yeah.
Masterson.
Yeah.
He's in the first... They... split their season up into two parts.
Right.
Release one half in half the year, one half in the other. He's in the first half. He's not in the second.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just that's the hypocrisy to me of Hollywood. Is like, oh, people mostly don't know about Jeffrey Tambor, so he's okay.
I did not.
Right. It's silly.
I heard about it the other day, though.
Can't have both ways. What is that ranch dressing emote?
I don't know where you get that, Morris. What the fuck?
Fatter ranch?
Fatter ranch.
Yeah, dude. That's awesome. Fatter.
You see our emotes?
I just saw our stupid faces. Yeah, Jeffrey Tambor came out. Yeah, he got kicked off that Transparent show, which is ironic because that show's about he plays a transgender something person.
Right.
Yeah, he's a transgender parent, and he's not on it anymore. So I don't understand.
What happened with him? What did he do?
Sexual, it's like one of those groping people or whatever.
Grope people? When? Recently?
I mean, it's been a couple months I read it. It's when all of them happened. It was about the same time Louis C.K. did.
Really?
Yeah, same time, yeah. I mean, there's only really, like, three people that got really messed up by it. Like, Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein. Might be it.
I don't really know if Louis C.K. is going to come back. Like, he will eventually.
I think he will
but...
because all the people that like him are white men.
Yeah.
No, name one woman that likes him or one black person.
I have no idea.
There aren't any. We might be his only fans.
I might know one black dude who likes him.
I want to get back onto the national park topic.
Anecdotal.
How many? Because me and Colby, we used to own a company called Camp Steak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it would have been something big if we could have done it right. Full time.
Yeah.
I think would have helped a lot. But it's no longer a thing. But we were originally going to do something awesome. We did what Yonder is currently doing, only we tried to do it 2 years earlier, but then our developer boned us. It's a whole thing. I don't want to pick at that scab. I'll start crying on stream. So we know a lot about national parks. That's the whole point. How many national parks are there, Colby?
Fuck.
Just take a guess.
59.
59? You are incorrect because they just added number 60.
Oh, really?
You know what it is?
What?
It's the Gateway Arch in St. Louis.
What?
Tell me how that's a national park.
That's not national. Well.
I mean, I get there are some
natural, but
right.
Okay.
Well, no. There's national parks that aren't national parks.
Right.
Like, there's lots of places the National Park Service oversees. Like, you know, the Brown versus Board of Education said Topeka, technically that's a National Park Service site. Okay. But National Park, like Rocky Mountain, Great Sand Dunes, Glacier, all those.
Yeah.
Right.
St. Louis Arch.
Yeah, like the only other national park, like the National Mall in D.C.
Not Statue of Liberty.
I mean, that's a national park site. It's not a national park.
Crazy.
Why is the Gateway Arch?
Why the fuck is the Gateway?
Have you ever been there, man? Have you ever been there?
No,
it's literally a plot of land with a metal arch on it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't get it. Wait, what? I've been there and it was a cool, but a national park, it's just an arch. Agreed. Like, it's like they're trying to make it more than it is. Like, could you imagine, like, planning your your course through the national parks, like west to east, and like you go and you're like, all right, we're gonna go see Arches in Utah, and then we're gonna head into Colorado, and we're gonna see Rocky Mountain, and we're gonna go through Great Sand Dunes, you know, and then we're gonna go to the Guadalupe Mountains and we're Texas, and then we're gonna hit the Gateway Arch.
All I remember is Acadia, because that was number one on the list.
Acadia's in Maine. But yeah, it's like, yeah, the Gateway National Park, man. Yeah, see, National Recreation Area, but now there's 60, dude. Let's see here.
What the fuck? There was a Sandy Hook article?
Dude, don't look at that stuff. No, that's in New Jersey. Menu. Find a park. Okay, here we go. Missouri. Like, how is the nat? It's not even listed on here at all. It's like, here we go. Gateway Arch National Park. There we go. Gateway Arch National Park. That's it, dude. Gateway Arch reflects St. Louis' role in the western expansion of the United States during the 19th century. Park's memorial to Thomas Jefferson's role in opening the West, the pioneers who have shaped its history, and to Dred Scott, who sued for his freedom at the old courthouse.
Hey, guess how many national parks are located in the state of Kansas?
None.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah.
So I feel like Missouri's definitely better than Kansas.
I mean, at least they got one, I guess, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the best thing in Missouri? Arch.
I mean, look at
I mean, Branson's beautiful, though.
Yeah, I agree. The Ozarks are gorgeous, dude. Yeah. Yeah, dude. Table Rock's beautiful lake. Beautiful lake. I mean, I like Milford. Up there, man, the Manhattan Lawrence area is beautiful too.
Yeah.
It's like you can carve that part out, but that's essentially Missouri. Mm. Especially Lawrence.
Right.
Which is way prettier than most of the other. It's just that Flint Hill strip is pretty nice, you know? It's like when God was painting Colorado, some paint accidentally flew off his brush and landed a little bit in Kansas. And
a
then
little bit.
It's like, God, I can't clean it up now, dude.
Dude, why?
There's Great Plains here,
Kansas,
nothing here, but Nashville. I mean, yeah, that's a good point, dude. Colorado also has Kansas. All east of Denver.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
But they also have the fucking Rocky Mountains.
Yes,
so.
Yes they do, yeah. They got that. And they also have sand dunes, you know?
Yeah.
Skiing, snowboarding.
Feel like you're good.
Yeah.
Can't really complain over there in Colorado when we got flat-ass Kansas here.
Yeah.
Fucking
emphasis
10 hours in between.
On the ass.
10 hours in between. Yeah. Dumb.
Hate it, man. I don't know why you live here, man.
I don't either. You, the man who I won't give a monitor to.
Yeah, it's me. I was keeping you here. You couldn't even part with your TV that's got so much dust on it. It's basically a cake.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty accurate. I can't remember the last time I turned that TV on.
Like our texts. I gotta read them, man. Where are they at? Where's the text at?
Dude, I thought about it, but I was like, man, it's a TV. I could put it in a different room.
Let's see, where's that?
If I move, I could put it somewhere. And then I was like, fuck it.
Let's see, where's that?
I'm on the show. He can have it.
Where's it at?
It's right.
How long ago did I ask?
Right
you
before
it?
I sent you or told you I was gonna update the Twitter profile.
Okay, so it should be like right here then.
Yeah, it was very recent.
Am I stupid?
I think you are.
This was last night, right?
Yeah. No, it's after that. It's right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Long shot. You don't have a small TV you aren't using anymore, do you? And then the whole day passed. The next day he says, I do not. Also, I'm uploading a new profile pic for Twitter. And I said, okay, awesome. I would have rather just not known. I mean, at least give it to me. It's fine.
I should not tell you.
Should
not told you.
There's a possibility it won't mount either, and that'll be a problem. So.
I think it should.
I mean, I would imagine, right?
It's got like a little stand on it that you could definitely unscrew.
Yeah, if you could unscrew the stand, you could probably mount it. But yeah, that'd be nice because Saturday, I officially don't know what I'm going to play game-wise. Mm. Because I can play games in OBS. Like, I mean, what I do is this. I put OBS over here like this, and I play my game through the stream
through the stream. Oh my god!
Which is fine because you could see like a little delay.
Yeah, a little bit.
So
not
for like
very much.
For like games like The Witcher, it's playable because like you push it, you wait 2 milliseconds, he starts moving. But for Overwatch and things, there's no way. So like I can't do anything but The Witcher, and I finished The Witcher today. So I didn't know what to do, man. I didn't know what to do.
What are you gonna do tomorrow?
I want to drink some more Tanqueray. I'm gonna play more Witcher. I still got a lot of side quests to do, so I'm gonna do that tomorrow. And then, yeah, the problem was Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, however long it took for me to get the money and then the monitor, I didn't know what I was gonna do. So
I got the monitor
because I can't really play Witcher like the whole time. People will die. They'll kill me. But should we end the stupid show, man?
I'm down.
It's like 9:40.
Yeah.
I love these days where we do super long shows when Basement Brain ain't here. Because all he wants is for us to do long episodes.
Yeah.
And the next time he's here, we'll do a 45-minute show, and it'll be fantastic. But yeah, guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us tonight, showing up an hour and a half into the show.
Very much.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for the new follows to everybody who followed tonight. We have a new one, Birdlaw up there. I see him.
Birdlaw.
Yeah, he's a viewer on my stream, so I know him. But I assume he has
very good, man.
Too, but
I feel like he's an Always Sunny fan.
He is.
Good.
We made raccoon meat jokes today. Yeah.
Perfect.
It was great. It was great, man. You'd like the stream. You should check it out sometime. Anyways, guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us tonight. We are the Seth and Colby Show. We do 2 shows a week live at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. Once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time and once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time. If you don't watch them live, you can get the videos on demand at youtube.com/Seth and Colby. And you can get the audio version as a podcast at SethandColby.com. Find the links to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, PlayJane RSS feed. Buy a t-shirt, follow us, donate money to us, help us, we're poor.
Yes.
We love you.
Love
Thank you guys
you.
For hanging out tonight. We Thank love you. All of you. Have a good one. Bye-bye,
we'll
everybody.
See you Sunday.
Bye-bye.